You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
The most celebrated name in live comedy is finally coming to Las Vegas. The Comedy Cellar is opening this April at the Rio Hotel and Casino. Since 1982, the Comedy Cellar has been home to the premier names in comedy. And now, on April 5th, the Comedy Cellar is bringing that tradition to the world-famous Rio Hotel and Casino. The Comedy Cellar at the Rio combines the reputation of New York comedy with the glamour of Sin City. Come see the best comedians in the world perform at the Comedy Cellar, now at the Rio. Tickets available at ComedyCellar.com and Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be claustrophobic.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I wonder, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Hey, what's shaking, dude? I'm overweight, I'm shitting, I have a son, and I live upstate. Career's going okay. How we doing? It's YKWD at the Comedy Cellar, Riotcast. We're here with Lenny Marcus. We got a hot show. Dante, you look terrible.
Oh,
and I think that's about it. Then the usual Jews.
Hey, and we got like a room full of people I've never seen before.
Unemployed nerds, we like to call them. No, what are you guys, just fans?
Fans, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming out. You look like you're waiting to audition for, L.L. Bean ad. And how you guys doing behind me?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks pissed. Cool. So, yeah, what do you got? Robert Kelly's got the runs.
He's shitting in the bathroom.
Which is the only time he's ran. Hey, hey. And, so we're going to do this. Lenny, what happened to Dante?
I don't know. I didn't know he bailed until a minute ago.
Yeah.
Wow, he must have killed someone.
Yep. It's too bad. I said Dante can talk, so that would kill an hour and a half.
Sorry. I have to leave in like 20 minutes for a conference call, then I'll come
and
back.
Bob is shitting.
Come back.
This is a great show.
Yeah, this is going to be great strong. Already.
One guest bailed. The coast is shitting.
Can I run this by you guys and tell me what you think of this? Because this happened to me last night, and it's throwing me off. I got an Uber, and the guy goes, "Hey, man, I hate to do it, but can I add like $8 to your ride after you leave? Gas is killing me." And I was like, "What?"
And you said no?
Well, I was like, "Wait, what do you mean?" I was so confused. And he's like, "What? Well, you know, they're killing us on gas." And he starts talking about how bad Uber is and how they treat their employees horribly. And he's like, I was like, "Well, yeah, but that's like if I went and bought a pack of gum and they were like, can you just give me $8? Because I got gas. Like, that's the reason I'm taking Uber, is because it's cheaper than
that's
taking
insane.
A cab." And we got into it, me and this guy. And he was like, "You don't get it." I was like, "You don't get it. This is a business. This is horrible business." And I'm like, "Also, your rating's going to go to shit because you suck."
Did you rate him?
No.
You didn't rate him?
What? Not yet. Well,
did
I haven't.
Did you complain to Uber?
No. Well, I'm complaining now.
You're not gonna write a little email to the Uber?
No,
like,
I mean, I don't want to.
What the fuck?
I don't want to get the guy in trouble, but it was just.
You'll just say it on the podcast.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I think it was Judy Gold.
This is a 5-star complaint, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait. Bobby's calling from the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
You know, hi, Bobby.
Toilet paper.
There's no toilet paper.
Ah!
Yes. Hold on. We're
of course,
coming,
Gabby
we're
has to spring
right
into
now.
Action for that, too.
All right,
poor
whoever
thing.
Comes in, hold their nose.
Wow.
Gab, that's all you.
This is how Harvey did it.
Don't send Gabby!
I'm totally... Gabby's coming in.
Oh, man. Should
Don't
we send Mike
Jack.
In? Send in Mike. He's
Mike,
seen.
You wanna go in?
He's seen himself
Mike,
naked.
Mike, send Mike.
There's not even toilet paper.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? Not get toilet? Get toilet paper.
Man, this is the best prank I've ever pulled.
This is.
I took all the toilet paper.
What'd you do? Give him the laxatives?
I got the laxatives. Took all the toilet paper.
Oh!
Don't even try the bodega. I took them all. I bought them all.
I used to steal toilet paper for the first
12 years of my life from every bar.
Really?
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah, you know, if you live with a bunch of guys, no one buys toilet paper. I just pocket it or put it in my bag at a bar.
I'm so paranoid that we're going to run out. I constantly buy toilet paper. Women use tons of toilet paper.
This is unbelievable. Everyone's looking for it. Can someone just go downstairs and get a roll of toilet paper for Monty? What?
Poor Mike. That's a lot of stairs.
You what?
I found some.
Oh, I found some TP.
Thank God. Okay.
All right.
Wipe and come back, Bobby. Yeah, wash your hands.
He found some.
Yeah, I knew there was. Bobby comes back. He's got no socks on.
I think he's using a beach towel.
Oh, God.
Well, all right. Bobby got toilet paper. Uber stinks. Go with Lyft, folks. And praise Allah.
Are they allowed to do that?
What's that?
Are they allowed to do that? They just go, I'm going to...
No.
No, that's why he asked.
He kept being like, I could lose my job for this, but I'm going to tell you because I feel a connection and all this shit. I was like, I hate you. You're the worst.
I mean, he could just ask, hey, man, here's the situation. It's rough for us. So just if you're thinking about leaving a tip, that's all he has to say. That'd be a dick. Like, I'm just going to ask for more money from you without your consent.
Yeah, I did a power move. I was like, hey, take the money if you need it, but you got to realize this is a horrific situation you're putting me in. And he was like,
that's the power move?
Well, like I'm saying, like, keep the money, take it, but I'm going to shit on you a little bit. Mm. You know? I'm saying I can afford to have you, you know, take some heat here.
How long into the ride did he ask you this?
6 seconds.
Seriously?
I mean, so he did like a, hey, Trump, huh? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, let me level with you. Yeah, it was brutal.
Just
big
tell him
guy.
To go to Brooklyn. Gas is cheaper in Brooklyn.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Close that door. Oh, my God.
All right.
Close that door.
Wow. What is that, Mamoons?
That's Bob Kelly working out protein shakes.
Oh. Disgusting.
Those will push it right out of you.
All right, welcome to Shits with Stories, starring me. What's up, everybody? Thanks for taking over. Wow, I was sweating in there. But the toilet paper was behind me. Who puts the toilet paper behind the toilet?
Uh-huh. I'm
too chubby
no idea.
To fucking turn around. I couldn't find any.
No clue.
I was about to wipe my ass the old fucking Arab style. Left hand, scoop it.
Oh, dude, I went to Africa as a kid. And you can only shake a guinea.
Why?
Not even New Guinea. And you shake everybody's right hand. The left hand is stained from the shit wiping. It's a different color.
Yeah, that's why they eat with the right hand.
Right.
And they wipe with the left. When I was in Iraq, they tried to teach them how to use toilet paper because a lot of them worked on the bases in Iraq.
Yeah.
And they would take the bottles of water and they have these big buckets of water for hydration.
Uh-huh.
They would just take them and squeeze it up their assholes and then leave the bottles in the fucking toilet.
Whoa!
And clog the toilet.
Like a bidet, like a makeshift bidet.
Well, I think about it. Paper is a weird thing. We're using dry paper to clean our shitty assholes.
Yeah.
Every other orifice we use soap and water.
Sure.
Our armpits, our fucking dick wads.
Out of sight, out of anal.
Yeah, and we sit there with dry paper and spread peanut butter.
Right. Yeah. Imagine if that was on your arm.
Oh, God.
You'd be kicked out of a party.
Yeah, right now, I have, even though I clean real good, there's still a little poo-poo down there.
Do you ever put a little water on the paper?
Do you use the wet wipes? What about the wet ones?
You can't use those because you can't flush them.
No, the flushable ones. Yeah, you can.
They got flushables.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yes. Yeah.
I think
they're
that's
still
a
bad
myth.
For old
no
pipes,
way.
Though.
It's a new world, Bob.
It's bad for old pipes. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for your facts.
Mushy
Mike whips in with a fact.
They're biodegradable. How are they any worse than actual toilet paper?
Clog up old pipes.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for coming in with facts.
That's, I don't think that's a fact. I think you're just saying that. I'm not saying a baby wipe. I'm saying like a flushable
Mike,
wipe.
You know what Mike has in front of him? A fucking magic machine.
Make it happen.
That he would regularly type on and bring something up faster than you can fucking.
How can they sell them and market them?
Why do my headphones sound like garbage? Why do I sound like shit?
Oh, I thought it was just me.
I thought it was me too.
The whole thing sounds like shit.
It's weird.
Zach?
It's because Mark was screaming at the beginning.
No, it sounds like shit going through everything.
Like start with a bang.
That doesn't matter. It's something sounds like shit. Okay,
anyhow.
Whatever. That's good. My whole fucking thing's falling apart up here. It sounds garbagey, right?
It sounds hollow. Like
hollow.
Yeah,
hollow.
Hollow.
Mahalo. did I tell you I look like the guy who married me and my wife? in Maui? I swear to God. He put a conch shell in my hand. It was the same guy.
Aw.
Except he was dressed less Hawaiian than me. My wife dressed me in Hawaiian gear. Bitch got a $5,000 dress.
Wow.
I got a fucking
fruity shirt.
Tommy Bahama.
Are you fixing this or are you doing something? No, you're not doing anything. Okay, that's it. Listen, we have some ads up front, a Blue Apron ad I'd love to read. And I would love it if you guys didn't say any bad words during it.
Oh, all right. Who am I, Lewis?
Or anything.
Wow, it's funny you say that. I spent 3 hours in my shed fucking redoing ads because that asshole fucking gave up on his career. Blue Apron, you know what Blue Apron is, right?
I love it.
Do you use it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have all the boxes, but I've never used it.
I want Blue Apron here.
Fix that.
You can have mine.
Like
no, I want them to deliver to the Olive Tree so we can make ourselves dinner.
You want me to get you a Blue Apron?
Yes.
I will.
Monday, Tuesday. It's like, I don't know. It's tough.
I'm going to tell you how to do it right at the end, how you get the Blue Apron.
Okay.
But Blue Apron is the leading meal service, delivery service in the United States of America, which is the best country on the planet. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, right? US Team USA. You're Team USA.
I am. Let's make it great again.
And while many people know what they do, they don't know what type of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. Like quick bucatini with broccoli and pecorino, one of my favorite cheeses.
Pecorino's the best.
Oh, I love the word pec.
Pecorino. Pecorino Romana.
And Italian-style sausage, shrimp, and sweet peppers, dude. Dude, it's a pepper, dude. With incredible ingredients, chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see the power of food. I mean, it's amazing. All right, check this out. Convenience. Blue Apron delivers the fresh food right to your house. Step-by-step instructions. 45 minutes. That's all it takes. The menu changes every week. Seasonal stuff is designed by Blue Apron in-house. They have an in-house culinary team. There's a house with chefs in it. That's what the word culinary means. Chefs.
Yes.
Cooking. Uh-huh. Cooking and chefs.
Sure. Great for a date.
Flexibility. I am very flexible.
Ooh, home
for a
date.
Chubby guy. What I did at the gym last night, I don't even know.
What, I dropped your keys?
No. First of all, no one has keys anymore. You fucking, what is it, 85?
I got two keys in my pocket.
Oh, well, you're a loser. I can squat down. I'll fucking show you right now. Look at this fucking, look, I'm not even sitting, but I'm fucking sitting on my fucking core. My fucking core, dude.
Wow.
They're flexible, like Bob Kelly. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Nice. Isn't that crazy? That's awesome.
Crazy.
And high quality. The stuff is good. It's not garbage, like a lean cuisine.
Mm.
Ugh, the stuff you get in hotels. They made it like 7 years ago, froze it.
Right.
And then it's all watery. No, this is high quality, non-GMO. You know what GMO means?
No.
You don't.
Granulated molecule orifice?
No.
Close.
No.
What about you?
Genetically modified organism? Something like that?
Or
genetically
organism.
Modified something or other.
That's it. How about smart guys in the cucks that went to college?
I'm right. Yes. Organism.
See how fast mushy my brain is.
Let's roll. Thank you.
It might take him fucking 12 minutes to walk through a fucking salad bar line, but he's fast on that keyboard.
Aww. And I got the GMO.
All right, check it
out.
And meats with no added hormones. They're unbelievable. I eat them all the time. At least once a week, I have Blue Apron. Oops, should have not licked that finger.
Ugh. Wet wipe.
Wow.
Lysol wipe, anything?
Tastes like blood. All right, Blue Apron.
It was a miscarriage.
Is treating you... The You Know What Dude audience. I love you guys, and this is why I love you. I got great sponsors. You Know What Dude listeners to $30 off, Liz. This is how you get your deal.
This is what I want.
$30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/dude. What is it? blueapron.com/dude. Dude! That's one U, not dude. It's dude. Okay? So check out this week's menu. Get $30 off at blueapron.com/dude. That's so they know I sent you. Okay? Blue Apron, a better way to cook. They're unbelievable. Make sure you check out. They got a bunch of stuff. This they got pan-fried chicken breast with sweet tangy zucchini. I've actually had that.
That sounds good.
Oh, it's so good. And this is fresh ingredients. They show up in a box, a really cool box with all the stuff ready to go. Step by step.
Everything's
I did it with Max.
Is that how it works?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. If you're a single guy, you got a girl coming over, you can cook her a good meal and look like a rock star. Parmesan crusted steak with mashed potatoes and broccoli, Italian styled shrimp, sweet peppers, and fregoli all sarda pasta. That's a good pasta. Non palietano molto bene.
Okay.
quick broccoli with broccoli, pecorino cheese. This is unbelievable stuff. blueapron.com/what, dude. There we go. So, anyways. Big week. Oscar week.
Woo!
Lenny's back from the Olympics.
Yes.
Wow.
So
curling?
curling. I love curling.
And what else happened? A lot of stuff happened.
That's it. School shooting?
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
We've done that.
You found out.
What?
You found out who Gabby was while I was away?
Oh, we found out who Gabby. Well, Gabby, we talked about that last week, didn't
we?
Yeah, we talked. Last week. Because her parents came to my show.
Yep.
Oh, they're fine. I love them. But, you know, judging by Gabby, you think her parents would have fucking, you know, her father would have some type of, like, you know, a bow tie, and her mother would be in some evening gown and fucking show up with a fucking little shitty dog. They're Jersey trash.
Really?
Trash.
Well, I thought your dad would be Ed Begley Jr.
You know where that is?
No.
Keyboard player from Bon Jovi.
Get out of town.
I will not. This is my town.
Holy. Wow, is that him?
Yeah,
that's him.
Oh, my God. He's got a Dee Snider hair.
Yeah.
But he's had looks that like hair for fucking 30 years. He's got the greatest hair in the business.
That's unreasonable.
And that's his sexy, that's her stepmom. She's sexy as hell.
Very sexy. Yeah.
Hilarious. She walks up to me. I didn't think you'd be funny. I watched your, I watched your Fallon.
Damn.
Like, oh, my God.
She goes, I go, he's not that funny. Then she came up after. Thanks for telling me that, too.
You're welcome.
That's why you never know what people really think of you.
Yeah.
No.
Until you meet Jersey Trash. They'll tell you
right to your fucking face.
They're a human YouTube comment.
They were great, great people. They are. I fucking love you, Mark.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I can't believe we got the Bachelor here and Comic-Con behind me.
What's your name, dude?
Chris.
All right, cool, man. How you doing? Are you a fan of the show?
Are you
here with somebody?
Yeah, I'm here with my friends. These guys.
Oh, you're here with these guys.
And, to answer your next question, yes, everybody from San Antonio is a fat fuck.
Yeah, they are.
That wasn't a question, because I know that's a fact already. I've been there four times. Me and Mike went to the salad bar there. It was like cattle grazing. They literally had a fucking pound of everything off the with chili on top and then ranch dressing, and they're just shoveling it in their faces. And like you can see them getting blotchy as their blood sugar starts dropping. Fucking awful. Well, welcome, buddy. You want to take that scarf off? You're making everybody hot, okay?
Yeah.
just unwrap it a little bit, okay? Unless you're going to fucking hang it from the ceiling. Listen, Oscar, welcome.
Thank you,
Oscar.
Sir. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, Oscar.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, Oscar. Oh,
is
you do
like,
it.
Okay. Is perfect this week like for Mush's that. Like traveling?
Yeah, this is
coffee?
Mush's fucking
whatever,
jazz
gang.
Quartet.
Stunt doubles.
Where he goes, they go.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Is that what that is?
They couldn't fly on a small plane.
Oh,
one of them have to stay back. Oh, they have to leave their luggage.
<It's true>.
Fucking nightmare of diabetes. I mean, I'm in it with you, but at least I'm trying. Listen, I know Mush isn't trying. When was the last time you went to the gym?
It's been a while, but I lost 18 pounds at the start of the show.
Yeah, because
Whoa.
You have no money.
Yeah.
Everybody that's your first 15 in New York when you first move. Everybody loses 15 when you move to Manhattan.
Well, I lost three more.
Did you really? Good for you. Where?
I don't know, like my legs, it looks like.
You lose weight in your, because everybody loses weight in different parts, which it flips me out, because your face is still massively huge.
Right.
Like, I have a big head all the time, but
you
I mean,
have big cheeks.
Yeah.
Do your cheeks ever go down?
Yeah. Once I go down to like 215, 210.
The cheeks stop going down?
Like a person instead of a frog, yeah.
Yeah, you do look like you got bit by something. Yeah, that's all right. You're all adorable. Right. I'd love to bite those fucking little Mexican cheeks. Are you Mexican too?
Yes.
All right, well, you'd have to pause. Nobody's fucking building a wall. Relax.
A Mexican in a scarf is rare.
Yeah.
Very true.
To wear one.
All right.
That's who that little accent is now. And then I get to wear one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a comedian, too?
No.
That's a no.
No.
That's a hot no. That's him thinking about his waiter job. Well, no.
If you bring a big guitar on the subway, you'll clean up.
Yeah, all three of you guys.
Yeah.
You get fucking big guitars.
God.
Not
oh,
even
yeah.
play it. Just
that's
stand there.
Don't
yeah, don't play it. You'll make more.
Yeah.
Did you fix it or are you just listening?
I fixed it as best as I could for now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad my show's working. I'm glad whatever show comes in here when I'm not here, Liz, fucks up the show. Could you control
Who
them?
Was it? Sprantz.
Fucking Sprantz. Call Sprantz.
Sprantz.
The fucking CEO
Left
founder.
Left the AC on Sprantz.
Did he really?
Yep.
Ooh, you gonna get into
That's
him for
no,
it?
No,
whatever.
Whoa. You'd fucking rip my asshole open for that.
I just happened to be up here and I turns it off. I was like,
all right, whatever. Joe List is calling. Let's see if he's coming in. Is Joe Liss coming? That's your friend there.
Yeah, I think he's trying to help me out.
Oh, help you out what? I love you are texting. What? No, that's not him.
What?
That's not him. Can somebody call Joe Liss for me?
Please.
Anywho. So yeah, Lenny went to the Olympics.
Wow.
How crazy is that? That's fucking awesome.
Was that a gig?
With Leslie Jones.
Whoa. Her in Korea. They must have been terrified.
Hang on, Joe.
Joe Liss is in.
You're live on Fan Club. You're live what?
Robert Kelly Fan Club.
You're live on the YKWD. Thank you for being my number one fan, Joe Liss. I really appreciate it. And starting the fan club. And do we get any new members?
Not yet. We haven't had one since 1989.
Well, all right. Thanks, Joe. Well, keep working at it. Maybe you should get Chimp Monkey. What's that fucking mailing list thing? Monkey?
Jeez.
MailChimp.
It's called Black
MailChimp.
People Meet.
Wow. Glad we're finished with the read. Lose another sponsor because of you. Where are you, Joe?
Was that a Will Savince joke? What happened?
No, that was you heard it, so it wasn't. If Will told it, you'd have to go, what?
No, I meant a joke about Will Savince.
No, that was, yeah, it was. That was Mark Norman, your partner on Tuesdays with Stories.
Hey.
Well, that's actually why I'm calling.
Okay, go ahead.
Mark has a hard out at 4:30.
Yeah, well, we're...
Look at that.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. We end the show. Fuck you and your hard out, all right?
Wow.
Now, you know what? Now we stay until 5.
Come on!
I have a hard out at 6.
I have a hard on for fucking dickheads like you and Mark, all right? So fuck you. And I'm ending the fan club.
And we gotta have it recorded because I gotta get to the movies with my wife.
The movies?
What are you gonna see? What are you gonna see? Black Panther?
No, I would never see that.
What are you gonna see?
Red Sparrow, not Black Panther. Red Sparrow.
Oh, that's hot.
It's Jennifer Lawrence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that should be good. Bring a pillow for your hard on.
Hard on again?
Yeah, I did two hard on jokes. You're right. I fucking fucked up. But fuck you. All right,
hard out. 4:30.
Yeah. Goodbye.
What a friend.
That's nice of him.
That's a very good producer slash okay, co-host.
I'm getting a hard out at fucking 3:30. We're done. We're going to end this fucking show early. So anyways, you went to the... Leslie Jones invited him to go with her to... Because she needs... They wanted her to go because Leslie's really into the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
She did all this stuff on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And they were like, why don't you come... Because she's a big star.
Right.
And she said, well, I don't know everything about the Olympics. Why don't I bring this fucking nerd
who knows
everything about everything, who writes shit on paper. If you give him a date, he opens up a fucking day runner.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but Lenny can fix your printer.
Yes. I do a lot of things.
Joe List is calling.
Oh, he's back.
Joe, what?
Yo, Louis!
What?
Louis?
No, you called me. It's me. It's Robert. It's me. You called my. It's Robert Kelly.
Oh fuck! All right,
goodbye.
He should keep doing that. That's
great.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's a funny bit. Good.
And to all the new shit comics coming up, that's called taking a hit. See how I went with it, even though it was.
Why would you say that?
Anyway, so she needed somebody to, who knows.
Bizarre combination of comedy and sports.
Yes. Yeah, just to throw her some stuff here and there because she had to talk about everything and do all this stuff. And she took, of all people.
Yeah.
This fucking wide-hipped fucking Jewish
boy. Come on.
Well, he's a good ambassador.
Yeah.
He's non-threatening. He's got glasses.
Yeah. I'm not going to cause any trouble.
Yeah, you're very trans looking. You look like you're...
Oh, my God.
You look like you're transitioning.
No, he's, like, benign. He's benign looking. Like, he's not
he looks
hurt anyone.
Right. Doing harmless.
Lenny looks like a fucking a girl from maybe, Maine who transitioned, had a father. The mother passed away, but the father raised her kind of, boyish, taught her how to fish, but she always wanted to be a boy. And then she moved to New York and then slowly became a man. Yeah, so say hi.
I don't know how.
Of course you don't. You're confused.
I'm very confused now.
Well, Lenny
went... What a backstory, though.
Yeah, not bad.
I'm fucking... Backstory Kelly.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what they call Backstory Kelly.
That's what they call me in fucking high school. I have fucking great backstories.
Backstory Kelly.
Chapter 2, I ran out of toilet paper.
I'm glad I got that out, though. Jesus Christ.
We all are.
I would have shat in my pants and made a cup. Anyway, so candle holder. Listen.
Yes, anyways, backstory.
So you go out there. This is the funny part, because he's going to throw us some stuff. She's going to come up with stuff that, you know. So we all do that once in a while. We have somebody help us out with stuff, punch stuff up, give her information. I've done it with Norton. Went to the UFC now he knows way more than me. Mm-hmm. But back then, he didn't know who was who. We went to these big UFC events, and he's like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "That's the champ." "Who's that?" "That's the champ." "Who's that?" You know. So Lenny went out there, and I started watching the videos. Look, we're going to go through it, but here's what bugged me.
Oh,
you want me to tell you what bugged me now or in the middle?
Now, because I know what bugged me.
Ooh.
Oh! Wow.
Nice.
Oh!
Before I have to go, Lenny, the king of I hate social media.
Yes.
Became a fucking Instagram.
You people told me they're
Instagram.
Oh, interesting.
Everywhere. Look at this.
Before I leave, you people say
Lenny celebrity. Lenny.
Post it.
Lenny.
Yeah,
this Lenny is just to annoy Robert.
Wow.
First of all, medal game. Lenny.
Who's the blonde?
Fuck the blonde.
Tara Lipinski.
Who's the hot one up on the right, on the first photo to the right? No, the other one. Yeah, the right with the brown hair.
That's trans.
Oh, my God.
That's Johnny Queer, baby.
That is a fuck. Call me Bobby Queer, because that fucking, that motherfucker with the blouse.
Johnny Weir.
Damn.
Tara Lipinski.
Look at those hips.
My God, what posture.
He's something else.
Hiding
his
dick.
Oh, he is.
Damn.
Now, look at your hips and his hips. Listen. So that bugged you. You did go a little crazy.
People tell me they want me to Instagram everything when I go.
There's a medium. Do you ever hear a balance in your
life? It was like boom, boom, boom.
Bang, bang.
We've
really?
Been doing that much stuff.
What a little girl.
I was like fucking fun.
And you watch. I won't Instagram for another like 2 years.
And a half.
Hopefully not. Look at that. 147 likes. That's not even a high number.
It's crazy. That's for him it is.
For me, it's huge.
All right.
First of all, and this is what bugged me. You ready what bugged me?
Uh-oh.
So I it's not on his Instagram. It's on Leslie's.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, commentating on this stuff. And there was a couple things she said that I knew Lenny probably threw her way. But you heard that little, that,
the
right there. Listen,
right.
That. You don't help somebody punch up fucking jokes and then laugh on the fucking.
Yeah, she's funny because she'll take it and then make it her own, and then she comes up with stuff. So it's funny.
Yeah, but you can't.
I laugh when you talk. I was just laughing. You want me to not laugh?
Yeah, but you can't laugh on the fucking camera. I hear you laughing.
She's
at your
next
own
to me.
Shit.
It picks up everything. I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know. Cover your mouth like a Japanese woman.
Yeah, you're in Korea.
Yeah.
You don't find it to be endearing?
What?
The little giggle?
I love his laugh, but not when I'm paying him to fucking punch shit up.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be like if I helped you punch up your special, and then I sat there, off the fucking thing and just laughed.
Right.
It's almost like I wrote that one.
Yeah, I
oh,
see.
Oh, that was mine too.
It's a good thing I was in the back row of your Tonight Show, huh?
Oh.
I'm just saying, would you want me up front laughing, or you want me all the way in the back laughing?
Just walk the room.
Oh, those guys, Jack, come here for one sec. These guys have this show that they're going to be producing about comics. Just get on the mic for one second, Jack.
Sit right there.
I had trouble last time I did this.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. That's because he's fucking. How does a guy that tall and good looking, talented?
I know.
Emerson graduate.
Woo!
Damn.
I mean, look at him. He's a fucking tall glass of water. And on his passport, it says fucking UK.
Wow, you're like Mike Feeney's older brother.
Yeah.
Definitely not Mike
Feeney. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, he's a young comic.
Nobody knows who Mike Feeney is. Listen to me. Listen.
No, you shouldn't.
Listen to me. Look at you. Unfucking believable, and you're shy.
Oh, it's adorable.
God doesn't That's give Mike you Feeney. Everything. God doesn't give you anything. All right, get off fucking dumb Mike Feeney.
Something's up.
What a pain in the ass he was this weekend, by the way. Go ahead, what?
I met Mike Feeney. I know Mike.
All right, let's talk.
All right, enough
Say Mike
Feeney.
Feeney again. I'm shutting the pot. I'm ending. I'm not doing YKWD again.
Mike Feeney.
Okay. All right, we're done. Why are you shy?
Why am I shy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not shy. He came in
Shut
confident.
Up. I wish you were.
Valid.
Oh, God, you fucking just a drama mama.
What's the project?
tell him a little bit about the project. You tell him.
We're doing an episodic documentary series on stand-up comedians.
Oh, nice.
So, have you ever seen Chef's Table?
Yes.
On Netflix, the idea is that with stand-ups.
Ah, I love it.
Congrats.
And so our first subject is
Robert Kelly.
Mr. Robert Kelly.
The test pilot.
Well, Chef's Table.
It's a good one.
That just hurt.
Losing weight.
My laugh helped on that one, didn't it?
I love the giggle. That's why I'm paying you.
You didn't write it. Listen. Hey, introduce the other guys here. Bring in your crew.
I don't know where they went.
They're right behind the curtain. I can see them.
Come in, guys.
Guys, come in one at a time. Who's this?
This is Matt Kramer, one of our producers.
Matt Kramer.
Kramer!
How you doing, buddy? Okay, who else? Bring somebody else in.
I loved your sit at the Laugh Factory.
Brian Rogers, our DP.
Hey, DP! Double penetration!
All right. And Dylan Poole, our producer.
And they actually, you guys don't know this, that they actually do an improv group on weekends over at UCB.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm kidding.
Oh. I bought it.
All right, so you're doing this thing.
Yeah.
And you're a friend of mine for a long time.
Yes.
And you came up with this idea, and you presented it to me. And now we're going to film this little, what's it called? A docuseries?
Docuseries, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it right now.
Like half hours?
Half hour, maybe an hour, depending on the subject. With Bobby, it'll be 15 minutes. We'll be done.
Mine went in the garbage. I guarantee they'll get like a big car like Chappelle,
right?
And then mine will be in the garbage. Mine will be like the one like when he's retired. No, this is my first piece I did. That's a comic. He's a friend of mine. He won't even say my name. It was a friend of mine. he'll say he helped me out. Listen, mine doesn't air, you cocksucker. I'll fucking burn. Look at me, you three mice. I'm gonna fucking kill all of you. All right, I'll shave your beards and you'll lose all your power.
Why? Can I ask why Bobby as a first
Bobby's
out of the gate?
Perfect subject in my mind. There's no other better subject than Robert Kelly.
What do you think about that?
I think it's odd. But no, of course, Bob, he knows everybody. He's a wheelhouse, a linchpin in the comedy scene.
Kingpin.
Kingpin, linchpin, Burger King, whatever you want to say. Thank you.
I'm going to shit again. That laugh, I swear to God. That laugh, oh no. All right, someone else talk for a second. I got to use fucking Tai Chi to get this back into my asshole.
You should be filming. This is all gold, fellas.
Yes. It is filming right now.
Open with no rolls of toilet paper.
What's that? Yeah, well, I figured it out. Listen, now let me ask you a question.
Hey, what's up? I didn't think this was going to be a...
Well, just a quick one. I'm going to let you go in 2 seconds. Okay. Now, of course, you were one of the producers on Sex and Drugs. Uh-huh. You wrote a story that I was in, Beast Corps. You and your dad wrote that up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the story arcs for me and John Ailes on the show. And you're a musician. You write music. You have an album coming out.
I don't have an album. I just have a couple tracks I recorded that I'm shopping around.
Really? So are they done?
They're done, yeah.
Can we hear them?
No.
Oh, shy.
Why?
They're not ready for the
You're
world
shopping
to take
them. That means they're ready.
No.
Who shops something that's not ready? You're shopping them.
Yeah, shopping
them. I'm a shopper. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, let you know, I got a studio.
Oh, apparently I should talk to Gabby because it sounds like her dad's got a.
That's what I'm trying to hook
nice
up.
Setup, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to hook up. Maybe your dad listens to him, and then fucking your album goes platinum, double platinum.
Yeah, there you go.
And him on keyboards. In the back, like Flock of Seagulls.
And you playing drums.
I'll play drums. There you go. And Gabby can sing backups.
Nah.
Why do you look older this week? Oh, because you're not dressed like a moron. Okay, she usually comes in like it's Halloween. She has a jumpsuit on with a fucking Jason mask.
My jumpsuit's amazing.
I got a show tonight over at fucking Halloween Horrors. Anyways, all right, well, dude, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Will you let me? Can we play the music sometime?
Sometime, yeah.
You got
I'll
it
come
on.
On. How about
you
I'll
have
come.
It on you right now?
I don't have it on me. Now.
Stop it.
I don't have it.
You're lying.
I don't have
dude.
It.
You have a smartphone.
Demo tape.
I don't have anything.
Email it to us.
I got nothing right now.
So can we get, what are we thinking, projection, maybe 2019 that airs the show?
This show?
Yeah.
Hopefully sooner than that.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, so we'll do the show. You're gonna will you bring the music back on when it's ready?
When it's ready, I'll bring it on.
When's it going to be ready? Your stoic coolness makes me sick to my stomach. When it's ready, I'll bring it on. Listen, fucking behind the music. Can we hear just a little piece?
No.
Come on, why? Tell me what type of music. Country?
No.
Rock?
No.
Hillbilly
it's like
blues?
Indie rock,
music?
Indie rock electronic.
Indie rock electronic.
Yeah.
You like that? Is it keyboards?
Yeah, there's keyboards, yeah.
Oh, boy. What is it, like Dream Theater?
I fucking love Dream Theater.
Ugh.
You don't like them?
No.
Come on, the drummer in that's the best ever.
They're talented, but it's cheesy.
So you don't like musicians, like talented musicians?
I like talented musicians, but I still got to like the genre.
Genre. All right, good word.
Thank you. Good burp.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
The documentary comes out. We'll let everybody see it, and we'll hear your music next time.
We'll be here in a couple weeks. We'll be filming.
A couple weeks. Gonna be filming here.
Yeah,
so.
2 weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks?
Uh-huh. 2 weeks. Yeah. Shit. 2 weeks.
And what's it called?
We don't have a name for it yet.
But
right now, it's untitled.
Yeah, they don't have a name. As soon as they get a more famous comedian, I'm guaranteed there'll be a hot name attached.
Right.
Right now, it's called Practiced. Let's see where we fuck up and we can fix it.
It's called Guinea Pig with Bobby Kelly.
Always wanted to eat guinea pig.
I know you do.
It's very big down in Guatemala.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shit. All right, Jack. All right. Thanks for coming
on. Grilling me?
Guys, yeah, I'm grilling. Yeah.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
Give him help.
Jack, what do you think about Gabby? Is she hot?
Gabby's great. Everybody's great.
Oh, great.
Smart.
Thanks, Jack.
Smart play.
Wow, that was great. That was very smart.
That guy's a businessman.
Oh, God. I tell you what.
Why are you, like, selling me off on this show sometimes?
Yeah, you got to break that hymen.
It's broken, trust me.
I'm going to throw up. I just pictured her white hymen being broken. Blood squirting like fucking Hellraiser just squirting across the room. Some poor guy going.
Yeah.
That's how I lost my virginity.
Heavy flow.
Heavy flow. Down in her underpants.
Yeah.
Sounds like a rock opera.
We got deepdiscount.com is a loyal sponsor to my show. Hang in there. Don't fucking skip for it. These guys are amazing. I bought a VCR because of these guys. One of the greatest things you can do for yourself right now, you can save on all your favorite movies, TV shows, and so much more. Go see for yourself. And all this month, no price is safe during their Shark Madness sale. Be sure to look for coupon codes and icons for extra saving. Check it out. And buy your favorites for a low, low price, and you'll have them forever, ever and ever. No more searching, no more commercials. Like, I tried to watch a show last night with Max, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I did it on demand, and it was on FX, and you had to fucking sit through commercials, and he's trying to go to sleep, and every time a commercial come on, he'd fucking be disconnected.
Wow.
It was annoying. No more commercials or bad edits. Stop wasting your time, money. Buy what you want. Watch it when you want. All right? Listen, this is the deal. Classic TV shows. Gilligan's Island. Remember Gilligan's Island?
Oh, yeah. Three-hour tour.
Remember when we were a kid? Not you. I know. You never watched it, huh? When I was a kid, our shows were so simple and nice. You grew up on just garbage. Mm-hmm. I mean, violence. I watch Nickelodeon. There's two girls sitting there watching old people trip on a curb. And they're laughing.
Epic fail.
Wow. Not on Gilligan's Island or the Beverly Hillbillies. Very classic TV shows that kids can watch where people don't get hurt. And there's, you know, there's a little stumbling blocks, but they come through. Jethro will come through at the end, even though he's a dum-dum. There's great war movies, Stalin 17, Saving Private Ryan. Let me say, I'm a big war guy. I'm a big Western guy. This place is the great place to go if you want to find these type of movies. Find your favorites. Just go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and click their logo. This way, they know I sent you. That's how they know. How do they know? Oh, I'm from YKWD. I'm going to go here anyways, or I'm going to check it out, deepdiscount.com. All right, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Just click on the logo. Deep TikTok, they have new releases, too. This week, Disaster Artist, which got snubbed at the Oscars.
It was really good.
The acting is unbelievable.
But, yeah.
But he got snubbed. Mm-hmm. He got snubbed.
Franco squeezed a boob or something.
Yeah.
He groped or harassed.
But he's been doing that for a long time now.
We all have.
Yeah, chicks dig it.
Dave Franco's beard is weird in it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Get your copy with audio commentary and gag reel, too, for a great price at deepdiscount.com. Click the Deep Discount logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and look for special icons, coupons, codes all through March for even more savings. Buy your favorites, watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount.
Conk.
Yeah, anyways.
You
Lenny Marcus.
Introduce the guest. We haven't done that.
Lenny Marcus, right here. I love you, Lenny.
Love you too, Bobby.
Isn't it weird the Oscars that you know that movie got snubbed? Ryan Seacrest was fucking. People were fucking. What's her name? Was fucking from What's that move? The TV show that she's on, Power, or well, no, what's that?
Power Rangers.
No, what's that show?
I have no idea.
What's the famous show with the music? The black show?
Blackish.
No.
Empire.
Yeah. Empire.
Cosby.
The lead from Empire. What's her name?
Taraji.
Taraji, one of my favorite actresses. I love her. I've loved her in everything. She's so fucking good.
She's kind of sneaky hot, too.
She's really hot. And I've met her in person. I've seen her in person. We did the FX upfronts, and we had to go to an FX party.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there. It was an FX party. It was one of those parties you go to after. She was there. I mean, in person... almost mind numbing. You can't take your eyes off her.
And I think she's 47.
So, she's unbelievable.
Wow.
But she kind of fucked with Ryan too on the carpet.
Ooh.
Yeah, she didn't. She went with him and kind of dealt with him. And then the next person, she was like, "How are you? I'm fine now that I'm with you."
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, they, this guy is going through it, but here's the problem.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Find out, Mike. I think he. Well, let's find. We'll find out right now. Someone's making allegations against them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they make them on social media.
Right.
And then, you know, it's to certain people. Okay, it's fact. That's what happened.
Did you ever hear anything about him?
What do you mean? No, I've never. No. But, I mean, I think it was a long time ago. What he supposedly did. I think he groped somebody, maybe a hairdresser or something.
Is he on the morning with now Kelly Ripa, and well, now she doesn't like him?
She actually backed him. She at the Oscars, she came on and she was like, my favorite, whatever she said.
Oh.
She kind of supported him at the Oscars, but people didn't even want to go up to him. Like,
what?
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. If you are, every guy there and every woman there had a hashtag Me Too button.
Sure.
And then you go up to, you go get interviewed by this guy who you're probably friendly with and you know. And then you find out he did some horrible shit.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, hey, and you knew about it. They're coming after you. So,
these people are so spineless. It's just high school all over again. You know, 3 years ago they're all blowing Harvey. You know, in the theater. Hey, Harvey, Meryl Streep's hugging him, and then like, oh, now it's Me Too, so I can't even go up to Ryan Seacrest. Like, it's all just trendy faggy shit. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, support a predator, but I'm just saying, like, they were supporting Harvey, too. You high-fiving him every speech. Thank you, Harvey. We love you. And now it's like, oh, time's up. You know, we got to come after this. We got to go after that. It's just the wind's blowing this way, so now we're blowing everybody over here, and the wind blows that way, so then we're on this. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy, but
it's so apparent. It's so obvious.
It's the fact that somebody can say something on social media, and then all of a sudden somebody's convicted. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it's such like a witch hunt thing when like you don't want to get called out, so you have to just go with the flow. You know, you go, hey, I'm part of the group. I'm part of the tribe. Don't hurt me. I don't want to lose my shit either. Everybody's just scared.
Everybody's petrified.
Yeah.
Everybody's petrified that. You know, what if they did do something horrible? What if it is a Harvey Weinstein? What if it is Kevin Spacey really did fucking bang kids? Do we even know now? What did he do? I mean, they say that he was fucking around with 14-year-old boys or something, trying to.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, I don't know. What did they say Ryan Seacrest
The Ryan Seacrest thing is that he had a stylist back at E! News in 2007 that's accusing him of being sexually aggressive during that time.
What is sexually aggressive?
What you're doing to me right now.
Grinding his erect penis against her while clad only in his underwear, groping her vagina, and at one point slapping her buttock so hard and it left a welt still visible hours later.
Wow, well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, but was that during sex?
Right.
No.
Or was that while he was getting his hair done?
Sounds like when he was getting his hair
done. During her time being employed by him.
Yeah.
So, she's saying that it's going to work. It's like a Matt Lauer situation where...
Okay, so, but did she... So, she's saying that he just walked up to her and did this.
That while
like,
she was,
I find that fucking hard to believe.
Yeah, he's not that dumb.
I find that hard to believe to just walk up to somebody and grind your dick on them. I mean, that's... If you did that, you should be put away. You're fucking crazy. If you walk up to a girl and grind your dick on her and grab her pussy... You should be fucking put away. You're crazy. But look, if you walk up to a girl and talk and it's sexy and you she's flirting and you're flirting and then you kind of, you know, move in a little close and then you fucking start to...
grind your dick on her and slap her in the ass.
Yeah, and she's kind of like, stop. And she's like, we can't do... Oh, you know, what? If this... I've been in those situations where there's something there. You're flirting. And how do you get... Like, again, how do you get to the next level? How do you... What are you supposed to do? Do you want to have sex with me now?
Right.
At work?
Anywhere.
I'm just saying, at work, it's so inappropriate if it's at work.
Dude, fuck you. The movies, it's not inappropriate. At a fucking bank, it's inappropriate. At a subway, in front of customers, it might be inappropriate. On a movie set or a TV show, it's 16 hours in for fucking 3 months, and you're fucking, you're with each other all day, every fucking day. You find these little nooks and crannies to kind of... You know, fucking flirt and be weird. Well, it happens.
So
it, I mean, it just looks.
I'm just saying, if he walked up and just did that,
no, it's crazy.
Crazy. If they had something going on, I mean, Gabby, you're a girl.
Yes.
You've had guys. Have you been in that situation where a guy just walked up to you and grabbed your shtaminka?
Gomez?
Luis Gomez. No.
Don't say that. Now I'm going to have to fucking sell this tape to fucking somebody.
Exactly. It's hot.
No, I mean, at bars and stuff, guys will always grab your ass. I've gotten my ass grabbed on the subway, on the street, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a makeup trailer, but...
But by
I'm
some,
not in those
I'm,
often.
But not a... Like, perverts are one thing on the street of New York City.
Mm.
I mean, look, I've seen guys jerk... I've seen guys jerk off to me.
I said, okay? I was sorry.
Yeah, but you didn't fucking... You know, you did it three times, Michael. Hey, is this sound ever going to get fixed?
Sounds fun.
Okay. What'd you do?
That I just lowered the master, though. It doesn't matter that it's going off the...
Oh, I just farted right in your face.
I watched a girl grab Joe Mackey's ass after his set at the VU the other night. Just walked by, grabbed his ass after he finished his set.
Really?
And he was just like, well, that was weird. And that was it. Like, he's not going to report her or anything. But it happens all the time.
It does.
Okay. But have you ever had a guy walk up to you at work or something and just come up to you and grab you?
Vagina?
Not my vagina. I've never had my vagina grabbed.
Have you ever got you rub on you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You didn't want it.
Yeah.
What, can you
don't know those guys who just like rub up against your leg a little bit? Like, okay. That shit happens.
Okay, I want to know about this because I don't know about this.
Where is this happening?
At parties, on the street, and never at work. This never happened to me at work, I work with old people.
On this... You never have an old guy rub his mushy cock up against his flaccid fucking old balls?
Oh, veiny.
No, the veins are dead. There's no blood in the balls. Just gray,
balls.
Just gray nuts with no hair. The hair falls.
Shriveled up.
Haven't had blood pumped to him in fucking 20 years. It looks like an old Asian guy's fucking pubes. Just dead. You never had anybody at work, though, do it, though, correct?
No.
Have you had anybody on a set? Because you've been on sets.
No, no one on a set. I've had, like, weird DPs hit on me before.
Hit on you?
Yeah.
Or grind their shit on you?
Not grind. It's hard to grind behind a camera, but...
What is hit on you? Have you been offended by getting hit on?
No.
No?
But, you know, it's sometimes a little weird. Like, I had this one DP... Well, really aggressively hit
Can
on me.
Can you say this in a sexy voice?
Yeah, say it
slower.
I had
this one DP.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
No, after a shoot at the rap party, like, really, like, try to get me fucked up.
But that's what we do at rap parties.
Exactly.
You try to fuck everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, every rap party I've ever been to is the crew is trying to fuck the crew.
Same with the Christmas party.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's never rubbed his dick on me.
It's just weird.
I mean, it's crazy what happens to women. They get all kinds of shit and touched and groped. And it's good that we're, like, you know, making it exposed. But I think it's getting, like, the Oscars are turning into just, like, a big activist jerk fest. You're like, it used to be movies. And now it's, okay, we have to support the trans wheelchair, you know.
Mute on?
Oh, geez.
Is that mute on? What is this?
You have to actually press that and actually select the track for it to be muted.
Why can't I hear my mic?
Let me see this.
Oh, boy.
I can't even fucking tell you what's going on.
We can hear you.
I can't even hear me in the fucking headphones.
You want my headphones?
Nope, I don't want any headphones. So I think that... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This whole fucking audio... I do, you know, I fucking do my show, and then people come in here and fucking touch buttons and fucking fuck things up, and it's getting annoying to me.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It really is. I'm on the fucking verge of ending this whole fucking thing and just doing my own thing. Cocksuckers. What?
Four Corners going, by the way?
Yeah, Four Corners.
It's going great.
What's that?
And Lenny's podcast.
Sorry. You got Kevin Brennan back?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I see any of this shit? Why is this none of this going up in there?
Levels don't pop up.
I want it. They usually pop up. Why are they not popping up?
That's the settings for the actual audio track. The levels don't pop up there. They pop up.
Zach,
here
this is fucking killing me. Sorry, guys.
DeepDiscount.com.
Yeah, I know. It just feels like a jerk fest, and everybody's got to show how progressive they are all the time. But just be a good person. It just feels so
like
phony.
That, they've always had political causes.
Not like this. This is insane. I mean, this is the whole Oscars.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot exposed these days in this day and age. No,
I guess so. Yeah,
we're right in the middle of that too. We're in the middle of a comedy boom. You're in the middle of a
middle. It's been fucking 15 years.
Well, right in the middle of it.
Well, how's it? It's 30-year comedy boom.
Could be.
That's crazy.
Could be.
I hope so. Las Vegas fucking comedy.
There
seller.
You go. Mm. You're right, crazy. Smack in the middle of it.
But there's so many bad acts. I mean, with the boom, you get so much shit.
Yeah. Well, that's every time.
Yeah, I know. It's just a bummer. You'd almost rather no boom with the good people working. Or maybe somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. I think somewhere in the middle. Because look at all the people who've had opportunities here at the cellar.
Yeah, but it's also social media gives a lot of fucking mediocre acts.
Oh, yeah.
They really get out of their fucking brains about where they're at.
Yeah.
They start saying, you know, fans. Oh, my fans. Relax with fans.
Right.
You know, fucking Chris Rock has fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a couple dudes that follow you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's fucking chill the fuck out. It gives everybody this... you know, this...
sense of fame.
Yeah, they're famous because they have fucking, you know, maybe 40 people or 100 people. I don't care if it's 1,000 people. That's not a lot of people when it comes to fame. You know what
I mean?
That doesn't translate into you getting a house.
Yes.
It translates you and not even getting a bonus.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or,
that's a Snapchat page.
Yeah, well, guys who headline on Thursday call themselves headliners. It's like, well, you're middling Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And then you're going to fucking work at Denny's on Monday. I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make sense to me.
And everybody's entitled. They went, why have I not gotten my big break? Well, you're 2 years in. I'm getting these emails now from these young guys. I mean, I'm still a new comic. I'm 12 years in, but I still get the, hey, I'm having a lot of comedy woes, and I'm hitting a wall, and can you help me? And I'm like, you're supposed to hit a wall. It's supposed to be hard. You're 2 years in. You're supposed to be struggling and hate yourself and wonder if you made the right choice, and should I move back to Wisconsin? That's how it goes. It's hard for the first 5-6 years.
It's hard. And it should be terrible for not 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it's hard at all times.
And it gets hard again after it gets good, and then it gets hard again.
Right, exactly.
These motherfuckers want it easy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well,
what did you just do?
Turned Mark down.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, it wasn't you. It was fucking, they didn't do the sound check on each mic, and they just fucking turned the mics on. That's what happened.
Well, you know, also you got these YouTube stars who just come in and sell out 8 nights at a club. And so everybody goes, well, I'll just do that.
I don't even care anymore. I don't care. All this shit that's going on, even at the Oscars, I watched the Oscars. It was fucking... it's funny because even at the end of the Oscars, they were like... They had blacks and Spanish and gays and trans and women and... It was crazy how the Oscars have changed in my lifetime in the last 10 years.
And I'm cool with it. That's all great.
But it still wasn't enough.
It's never enough.
Because at the end of it, they're like, well, Gary Oldman is a fucking whatever the fuck he did.
Right.
And the girl at the end, when they were announcing the directors, was like, three men and this, whatever her name, said her name so that she stands out and the other, fuck the other three guys.
Yeah, well.
It's like. You can't fucking discount the three other. This is a once in a lifetime chance for them too.
Right. Yes,
and you're fucking saying fuck you, her. It's like, dude, chill the fuck out. Well, there's only one. We didn't have any.
Yeah.
I 5 years ago, there was none.
I know.
And now there's one. You want it to be all of them?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't even care. I hope. It's all women and gays and blacks, and there's no men at all. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. I could care less if it's a woman director, writer, producer. Have it all. As long as the shit's good.
That's how I feel. If it's all women who are the best directors, great.
Go ahead.
Win all of it. I just want you to. What happened to merit?
It should be have merit. Now it's all like, oh, we got to have one black guy win or there's going to be a fucking riot. Oh, geez, if not a woman doesn't win here, we're all going to get yelled at. Like, what are we doing?
It's the same as comedy. We've been going through this for years. How come there's no woman on that show? Well, How come there's only one black guy on that show?
This big pie chart, like, there's only 2% of film composers are women. Well, tell more to get into it.
Yeah.
Is anybody going, hey, hey, whoa, lady parts? What are you, crazy? Picking up that oboe?
Well, that was the thing with comedy. It's 85% men in Manhattan. So you can, there's only three women.
Exactly.
I still can only name like 10 women in comedy.
Right. There's not enough black women on SNL. I've been to like 10 improv things. I've never seen any black women. Yeah. It's not part of the culture.
But it's like, I think Bert Kreischer got into shit yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
Because of something he didn't mention or
said.
What,
he put his shirt on? What happened?
He had a Diet Coke instead of a Tito's.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he got into shit yesterday because I guess he didn't say something about the female comics at the store on a podcast.
Wow.
He was... They Mike will bring it up. They asked something, but here's the deal: who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
you're here now,
right?
There's plenty of funny women.
Exactly, go be funny.
I don't understand it. I'm sorry I didn't stand up for you guys. I'm not really good arguing. I'm bad at confrontation. Yeah, Bert is not fucking Joe Rogan. Bert's not Billy Burr. Bert is a fun-loving guy that just wants to be goofy and have a good time and drink and fucking party and sell out every fucking show he has. Was that my own fucking resentment coming in there?
He's killing it.
He should be. Good for him. He's a good guy. You know? And he got shit. He got, like, attacked by all these... It's like... And then someone says, sorry, back the fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said, it's never enough because right now it's all about women. Like, 3 years ago, it was all black stuff, like Moonlight and BLM and the riots and all that. And so we got to have Moonlight win, and then you got to talk about all the black people on your show. Now, if you don't talk about the women, you get yelled at for that. But what about the black stuff? That's just gone?
Oh,
that's
no,
all fixed?
Oh, it's coming back next year with
and then it's gonna
Black
be Asian.
Panther.
Then, well,
it's going to be all next year. How's Black Panther not win every Oscar?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a fucking superhero movie.
Well, I agree with
you. But the Oscars this year was still won by mostly white people. They said that, too. It was still the white Oscars. Oscars.
Well, not really. I mean, they still Coco won, Mexican movie.
Guillermo del Toro.
His movie won. Three. You're going to give him one for the movie?
Francis McDormand.
There's plenty.
Francis.
Key and Peele guy.
The French guy won for best score. I mean,
it was pretty diverse.
It's plenty diverse.
But they Jordan still, Peele. They still said it was the white Oscars still.
Well, whitey
they still weren't
popular. They're making movies.
Well, it's
white
like
people make movies. I don't know. Like that's
everybody makes movies. It's just what was the best movie of the year?
Right.
That's who got nominated. What do you want? There's 10 choices. 10 now.
Right. 10. That's insane.
10.
Well, they had to add.
They had to add.
Because people got pissed.
Yeah, people got pissed.
So now you got a lot of independent movies who have no business being there, really.
Yeah.
Right.
As one of the
boxes.
Right. Okay, so now... You know, whatever. I'm not going to argue
well,
movies.
This is what bugs me, too, is that there's certain black people using the Black Panther, my king, in real life.
Yeah, which is very funny.
I'm like, guys.
It's a comic book.
Please don't do that.
That's
please.
Hilarious.
No, that's what they're doing now. It's very funny, yeah. I think it's a very interesting thing that you could take the comic book movie and turn it into a real life.
Yeah, but the star of the show is greeting people with that.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen him go like this.
No, well, people are greeting him with that.
Yeah, but you say, you go, Shay, put your hand up. I'll give him a hug.
Well, you didn't walk around like Spider-Man going, psh.
Well, he doesn't greet people like that.
If Chris Evans saluted people.
Right.
What? He's not a real fucking captain.
I'm Batman.
Well, he does go to children's things and dresses up like that.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Lives the life. So okay. He's pretty cool.
Listen, he goes, exactly. It's children who are dying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's fine. Give him a last memory. I don't care if Black Panther shows up at a fucking children's hospital.
That's
where
you should be
that.
Doing this. You're right.
Not at a fucking Dunkin' Donuts going, my brother. My king.
Is he going to that many Dunkin' Donuts?
You know what I'm saying. It's like, you know, that's not a real greeting.
Yeah.
Some white writer. No, I'm kidding. Who wrote the movie?
It was a black guy, I think.
Black guy invented Black Panther?
No, Stan Lee.
It's something like Stan Lee.
Invented Black Panther. I'm talking about the movie.
So an old white guy invented Black Panther.
Old Jew from Brooklyn.
And did he invent the My King thing?
I'm assuming.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe they blacked it up, the movie.
Look, I saw Black Panther. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Oh, shit.
You know how I feel about comic book movies.
And I know how you feel about black people.
Yep. So it's really bad review. No, no. So, It's exactly. I'm halfway through the movie. I'm trying to do a little piece of this on stage, but I'm halfway through the movie, and I'm thinking, what do you think I'm thinking halfway through the movie?
It's a comic book movie.
Real.
It's not real.
I've done it again. You know, like, you drag me to these comic book movies. I'm miserable. So I got to the same stage of misery. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But then when you leave and black people see it, it's so important to them that I now have to say, that was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Because if you don't.
Yeah. I look like a racist.
Yeah.
But it's a comic book movie. Yeah. It's a good one, but it's a comic book movie.
Look, the amount of black actors in that movie and the money that it made. That's what's important about it.
You can't point it the other way. Martin Freeman plays the one white guy in the movie. He's not even American. He plays a New York accent FBI agent. He's this big. It's kind of ridiculous. If it was the other way, there would be a scandal.
Well, you gotta skew all the way.
Well, it's been the other. What are you talking
about? Who cares? The point is, I don't care.
I know.
You can put all black people in. You didn't need his part. Could have been a black guy.
Right.
Who cares? I don't care.
But why
is the movie good or not?
Because it's not real. It's not historical.
Right. It's not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a historical
moment.
The FBI agent in the some people probably in the comic books. If the FBI agent was who knows?
They think when they were producing it, like, look, we gotta make him white.
Yeah, I think they did. I swear to God, they probably we need a white guy. This movie, let's go with. But the only other white guy they had was the bad guy, the armless guy, the Claw.
And this isn't even the first superhero. Luke Cage on Netflix was I think a massive hit.
Yeah.
And a great show, and it was black culture, like real, like the culture they portrayed was more real than fucking flying into shitty Africa and then go down through the clouds and it's awesome Africa. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what they did. They were hiding in plain sight and you fly in, all of a sudden it's this amazing futuristic paradise.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see the movie?
No.
Wakanda.
What is it?
Wakanda.
Wakanda. It doesn't exist. No. So we have to...
It doesn't?
I'm going to tell Keith Robinson it doesn't exist.
not on his trail.
They even got shit on Rotten Tomatoes for being racist because it didn't get 100.
Right.
It's like, come on, guys. 100, take it easy.
Am I racist if I see every black person and do the thing now?
I think so.
Damn.
Yes.
I can't win.
You can't win. You want to be inclusive, but then you can't be that.
Wakanda forever.
Thing.
I can't say that.
No.
You can't
damn
do that.
It.
But they can't greet people with the Scorpion King handshake either, so.
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
That was that's called a bad joke.
Where you grab your forearm.
That was called a shitty joke. Listen, it's just ridiculous to me. Settle down.
Yes.
I mean, you got it. Hello?
What's ridiculous? What the hell is going on?
Wakanda forever.
This is Robert Kelly. You're on the YKWD. Keith Robinson, everybody.
Why?
Listen.
Exactly. That's the why.
On those stupid radio podcasts.
Listen,
your low-rated podcast bugs me.
All right, good. Your high-rated Black Panther bugs us. Listen, dude. Are you greeting people with the Black Panther crossed arms?
Yes. I can't do both arms.
That's great.
So you have to go, my half a king.
I can't be a full king yet.
Keith, I mean, come on. There's people greeting each other with the Black Panther like it's real. The star of the movie.
Real.
What?
It's real.
What's real?
Don't see, sometimes they got black shit, Bobby. Stop.
Listen, I'll give you Luke Cage, but not Black Panther.
No, not Luke Cage. Luke Cage stunk. Black Panther is like, you gotta understand. Black Panther started the same year that the Black Panther, actually Black Panther Party started. Let me give y'all white boys a history lesson.
Oh, okay. Please.
You understand that?
Yes,
please. Okay. Do you have vibranium I could borrow?
He doesn't even have brain you can borrow. All right, I want to hear this. Give us the history of Black Panther.
All right. So the history of Black Panther, first of all, was started by two white guys.
Yeah.
Jack Kirby and Stan Lee wrote the movie.
In 1966, when you were 32.
No, when I was 17.
Okay,
go ahead. And then the Black Panther Party started shortly after the Black Panther movie. So we can't really know what's what. But, you know, I think, as most white folks do, they steal ideas from black people anyway.
So we invented it.
Wait a second. You just said a white guy invented the whole thing.
No, but they stole it. I don't know for sure. They probably seen two black guys in a costume walking around saying, yo, we Black Panthers. And then they made the cartoon.
I'll tell you. There was a white guy got robbed, and the cop was like, describe him. He was like, I don't know. He came out of the darkness. It was like a Black Panther.
That sounds plausible to me.
And that necklace he's wearing is some old white lady's fucking jewelry that he stole.
What is your problem, man? You know, Black Panther, let it live.
Listen, I don't like the guy, the star of the movie, greeting people like they go, my king, and he does the thing back like he's really a king.
He is. He's a black king. I'm a black king.
I can't wait till he takes a gay role.
I'm a black king.
You're not a black king.
I am a black king.
You know who you are? You're a black...
Why don't you look at me as that? You call me your black king.
You know who you are? You're a black crud. That's who you are.
No. You're Don King.
You call me your black king.
Lenny said you're Don King.
Boom.
I like
that. Don't let him go back on Misery Loves Company.
All right, well, listen, this fucking movie, I mean, let me ask you a question. What about the Oscars? Was it still too white?
Yes, it's always too white.
What? Jordan Peele won the first Oscar for screenplay by a black writer.
It's a white thing. It's rich white people.
First one. Tyler Perry should have had seven of them.
Oh my God.
Tyler Perry.
Jesus, that sounds like a villain.
Yeah, exactly.
A cackle.
It's a villain laugh.
You assholes are racist. All my so-called friends are really, truly racist.
Whoa, yeah. Friends.
One of my friends, who's on this damn podcast?
You got Mark Norman, Lenny Marcus.
Mark Norman beat it, Mark.
And Dante didn't show up.
Dante.
No, he'll be here. He's late.
You had to call me. I'm a villain for Dante.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yep.
That's my farm
dropped. No, you're the only black person I know.
That is, you know, Marina.
Yeah, that's
true.
But she dates white guys.
No, she's at black guys now. She moved past some black guys.
Yeah, black guy that looks like Alonzo Bowden, which is a white guy.
No, look. Since the Black Panther movie, the interracial couples had dropped.
Oh,
that's good.
Really, in a month?
Oh, did that come out? Did I say that out loud?
Everybody's dumping that stupid white girl.
Gabby's here.
He doesn't know who I am.
Gabby is a prototype white girl.
She really is the fucking whitest of white.
Hey, Gabby.
What?
That name stinks. Hey, Gabby stinks. I said it right here. I'm not going to take it back.
Yeah, we need some. Give me some of the women's names from the movie. We need a couple of those.
Do you know any of the names of the girls in the movie?
Yeah.
Name one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Name some
Walk
of the girls. What?
Wakatonda Wanda.
Wakatonda what?
Wakatonda Wanda. If I said that, I'd be fucking racist. Look at
that. I don't know what any of those bitches.
And look at these names. They're crazy.
Name some of them, Mike.
I haven't seen the movie
Okoya
yet.
Danyana Guria.
Nightshade.
Oh, you mean an actress?
I know her.
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o plays Nakia.
Yeah.
I think I sent her 13 Lupita. Cents a day for 5 years.
Jeez.
Mark. Mark.
She did Harvey Weinstein.
Mark sponsored the star, one of the stars of the movie. He sponsored her as a little girl.
She had flies by her eyes.
Awful.
Did our cup of coffee a day?
Price of a cup of coffee.
Did we pay for Ghana? What was it called? What's the place?
Danyai Gawira.
I feel like
rich is a rich African. It's rich.
Yeah, I know. We paid for it with our fucking.
You didn't pay for nothing. It's already Africa, as you know. On all, as you, if you know any history about Africa, yeah. It's not an actual shithole.
Yeah, we don't. We didn't we say it's a shithole.
We said it was a shithole.
There are a lot of kids with machine guns.
Your president did.
Well,
your fat white. Dumb president.
Well, your fucking skinny black one took off, so what do you want?
Half black.
Alright. Your skinny black president went back to Wakanda, whatever the fuck it is.
Wakanda.
And I don't like that in the movie every black person was shredded too. Like there's not a fat fucking
it's not
fucking
shredded. I am.
Oh god, get out of here.
Forrest Whitaker.
Oh god, everybody was shredded.
Yeah, there's not one Truck Hudson out there.
Yeah, there's not one fucking 7-Eleven Slurpee drinking motherfucker in the batch.
One cellar bouncer.
No earthquake.
Yeah, that's all
they
do.
Yeah, every black guy in the fucking movie was just shredded. There wasn't.
I went with a girl and she wouldn't even look at me afterwards.
She went to a show.
Ah shit.
All right. Take my shirt off. I'm not finished yet, goddammit.
Oh, God.
You sound like a black person giving an acceptance speech at the Oscars. Can we play him off? Do you have any playoff music?
He's running the light.
No, I don't play him off yet. I still got I got one more statement.
Play theme from Shaft.
What?
I got one more statement to make.
Oh, shit. Okay. A statement. Why does it have to be a statement?
It is, because I need to make statements.
Yeah. Go on.
I want to say, thank you for having me on this podcast.
Yeah.
I want to thank, my mom, my grandmother.
All right, thank you, Keith Robinson. Next up, after the commercial break, we have more white people with podcasts. Ah, shit. Keith Robinson. God, he's one of the funniest people on the planet.
See, he could take a joke. If we did all that shit with some other new comic, they'd be like, this is all racist. Ah, but he gets it.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care. I don't care if it's all black, white. I don't give a fuck if it's all women. I don't care. Make it all women.
Just
make the
good.
Oscars mostly women. Give one, call it the white Oscar. And now the winner of the white male Oscar.
I like that.
Give all the Oscars tits. Give all the little men, make it tits. Give them a tit and a dress. So we don't have to deal with that, because that's coming.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an Oscar anymore. It's going to be a fucking fucking Gabby. We're going to call them Gabbies.
I like that.
I won a Gabby this year, the Gabby Awards. Are you watching the Gabbies? It's just a tall, flat-chested fucking white girl with a fucking always wet vagina.
Come on.
I assume. Just blondes always have wet vaginas. That's my theory.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. It's my theory. It's just always wet.
it's like a swamp.
You gotta wear different underwear just to keep it a little dry. They're gonna wear humidor underwear just to keep it dry. Listen,
you keep a sponge.
Yeah, unfucking believable.
Yeah,
this whole thing is crazy.
You're right. You can't
sex,
win.
Sex, you can't. I mean,
it keeps going and going.
Hashtag the guys are wearing hashtag Me Too's, but they're accused of sexual harassment, and they're sitting there, and it's like, can we just get this out? I'm gonna say this: every guy you know has sexually harassed a woman.
Sure.
I'm just gonna say it.
Maybe not Lenny.
I said every guy, every man. I'm gonna change it up. Every man you know.
Yeah.
Has sexually harassed a woman.
And some women have gone, oh, thank God he's harassing me.
That's true,
50 Shades of Grey. How much money did that movie make?
Zillions.
How much money did 50 Shades of Grey? I've never seen it, and no man no friend of mine has seen it. I called a couple friends. Hey, did you see it? No, I never saw it. So I would have to say that my wife would read every book there was,
yep,
and saw the second movie. How much money did this movie fucking make?
And what are we on the third one now?
Yeah, third one.
How much is that? I can't see.
Domestic gross, 166 million.
166 plus. Million. How much here?
That's domestic.
Okay. How much overseas total?
That was the first one.
Find the total amount. Does it tell you?
There you go. Worldwide.
$400 million. This movie made. And I mean, if this movie's not about tying a woman up and fucking give her a nice crack.
Choking. The whole nine.
So you want to be choked and tied up and fucking, you know, if you're my boss, it's okay. But, you know, how do you get from that movie to...
Well, she consents.
Yeah.
Eh.
They don't want the consent,
but he got her to consent.
It's a weird thing. Yeah, there's a whole, like...
He got her to do it. It's the whole thing where...
Well, that's why it's shades of gray.
Yeah,
and that's a key word. There's shades of gray to sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's but shades the second of gray. She doesn't control it, you're in trouble.
But I thought they wanted to be out of control. I want a man to take what he wants, all that bullshit.
Yep.
And, well...
Don't ask me. Can I kiss you now? Oh, come on. Vagina's drying. They want the... Some do, I'm saying. That's why it's hard, but they won't say it, and it's all kept under wraps.
What do you want? Are you pursing your lips? Stop pursing your lips.
What?
You see?
Is my resting duck
you're,
face?
You're resting purse face. I fucking wake up in the middle like this. No, please stop. What do you think about that?
What?
Do you like guys that are aggressive, or do you want
you like calling the shots?
How is
and in between?
Okay, what's an in between? What's a shade of gray?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
They will
never
tell you. They never tell you.
They don't,
because it's gray.
We have to figure it out again.
Because if she says something, she's on record saying that I agree with guys.
What a silly.
And whatever girl podcast she might go on in the future, they're going to be like, "You said this when you can look at. We know the difference between being a fucking piece of shit." And trying to fuck around with somebody. I think we know the difference. Sane people know the difference.
Yes. The art of seduction.
Well, that's the thing. Seduction. She's going to run into a lot of insane guys.
Who?
Of course. Gabby. That is true.
But she wants to bang some of them.
All it takes is one. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who, but you, there's some guys you said, oh, fucking that guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, she could throw some nutcase a signal, right? And then he goes for it. And next thing you know, he's a little too aggressive. And then what happens?
That is true. But this is men are scum. It's such a broad
stroke. Well,
that's
where it turns into, you know?
Because
she has a story, and then somebody else has a similar story, and then they all, you know, then it's the...
Right.
Then it's a one-woman show.
But I agree. There's overcorrection. She just said it, overcorrection.
Overcorrection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that point, it's like all of a sudden... the Oscars aren't fun anymore.
And that's where we...
What happened to fucking...
That's what I was saying!
Yeah.
What happened to sitting down, turning the Oscars on, and then forgetting about your shit life?
Billy Crystal tap dancing up there. Yeah. It was a good time.
People making jokes and having fun.
Yeah.
And goofy shit. And, you know, oh, I saw that movie. I didn't see that one. I want to see it. And
it'll
oh
come
my
back.
God.
It'll come
and
back.
And now it's one fucking... It's terrible.
They disappeared.
They threw them out.
Those are the guys that are going to film the docuseries.
There's a docuseries?
That's Jack Leary's son.
Oh.
I mean, Dennis Leary's
son. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. Good looking guy, right?
Yeah.
Way better looking than Dennis Leary.
Wow. Come on. Ellen's better looking than... No, I'm kidding.
What'd I miss?
Got into the whole Me Too, Black Panther, Keith called.
I called Keith.
How's Keith?
Yeah, he's not. He loves it. He loves the whole Black Panther movement.
He moved back to Africa.
Right. He tried to give a speech at the end. We played him on off with Oscar music. Mike didn't even fade it up. He just turned it on as loud as
possible. Right away. Good for you.
Just as loud as shut
good
it off.
Good for you.
We're talking about the Me Too thing and all that stuff.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Crazy.
I did. The longest, most boring Oscar I've ever seen.
That's why you
got
to go to a party like we do and bet on it.
Jesus.
You have to gamble.
I was too tired.
I won a ton of money on Kobe.
Did you?
No.
Man.
I was like, what?
It's a good bet.
But there's the thing, too, is that Kobe Bryant, who was accused of raping a girl.
Yeah,
didn't he? Wait. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did he go to court for that? He went to court, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was tried by a jury of his peers and acquitted.
Yeah.
Therefore,
so he did not rape anybody. Right?
Okay.
Right.
Which I like. A little due process. Huh? What happened
right?
to the legal
What's
system?
What's that all about?
Now it's all word of anal here. You know, it's yappy yappy.
Yeah, but it's still... But,
word of
but
anal.
It's still with him.
It is still with him.
It's still with him. It's an asterisk next to his name.
Stigma.
It's still with him. And even they said something the next day that Kobe Bryant and the other guy, what's his name, who played Churchill?
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. And the other guy, too. There was somebody else. That they get to stand there and fucking be around us and accept these awards, and nobody's like, we're supposed to open that up and go, even though the court found you not guilty, which is what our society is based on. How we don't fucking rip each other apart and everything comes tumbling down where we're just killing people.
Well, that's where Mark is saying is right. He's the overcorrection is right there.
It's
okay. It's okay.
And it's at that exact moment where we lose it.
I agree. Logic goes out the window. It's all feelings based, and nothing gets solved.
Yeah, I think. But they did. He got his award. Gary Oldman got his award. You know, whatever it was.
Can we just have a day, one day a year, where we just, just sit there and go, girls, everybody's great.
We do that every day. Participation trophy.
Yeah,
everybody's great.
Black people, white people. But here's what I'm worried about too: is that I have a white male son.
And he's fucked.
Yeah, but he's going to grow up in a society where he thinks he's bad.
Yes, for no reason.
And he's done nothing.
That's what racism is. Isn't that funny? We've brought it all back, just to a different group.
Yeah, we're just going to be racist to little white boys now.
And then for some reason, that's okay.
And it's like you're trying to change people. My cake is baked. You ain't unbaking this cake.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how do we get to food?
Great metaphor for you.
I bring everything.
Yeah.
desserts?
Well, let's change. Go to these boys. Go to the little boys now. Go to the little white kids now. Go to the little boys now and teach them. Teach them. They're the ones who are going to be 20, 30. They're the ones who are going to treat women with respect and know how to do things in the gray areas. They're the ones who are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you sit there and just... Women, black, minorities, gays, and white men, boo. These little kids are going to grow up with a fucking chip on their shoulder.
Stigma. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be fucked, and they're going to be like one day going, what the fuck did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they did nothing.
Right. Then they have to work harder so they get good, and then people go, of course he's good. He's a white kid. He had everything given to him. No, he worked hard because he had nothing given to him.
Just stop it.
Can we talk about Chuck Berry?
What?
Last year at the Oscars, he was, in memoriam, lifetime achievement, whatever the hell it was. He pissed on girls, his tapes of him raping kids and all this shit, but it's all fine.
Yeah.
Because he's legend.
Well because the you fuck? Can't. I mean,
no, he videotaped his employees peeing. What he did.
Oh, that too, yeah.
but he's a fucking, he's a lunatic.
Oh, yeah. Big creep.
But I think that. This social media. I went on Twitter last night, and every comic that I know that was on there, pretty much, and all these people that I follow, were just in it, fighting and
they love it,
arguing,
like pigs and shit.
They weren't being fun. They were accusing,
yes,
and, fuck him, and you're an asshole, and you didn't listen, and you didn't read my thing, and you're an idiot, and fuck this, and he sucks, and fucking blah blah. And it's like, what are you doing with your fucking evening?
If you'd like some light fare, go to my Instagram account. Apparently, that wasn't good enough for you.
Plenty of hockey and ice skating. And
oh look,
first dancing.
Adam Rippon. He's a sweetie.
Love him.
Not good enough for you. What do you want?
No, it was great, Lenny. We're all just jealous you were in Korea. Okay, I'm sorry.
Leslie Jones and you were fucking. We're all
jealous. That's what you should call your podcast, Light Fair.
It is Light Fair. We say it.
Light Fair.
It's Light Fair.
How was Korea? What's that like?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's modern. You know,
Olympic villages, though, right? So it was all new
hotels and stuff like that. It's gorgeous.
The
everything,
best of the best.
You know, the toilets have 14,000 gadgets on it, and the doors you just hold your key up and the door just opens. You know,
it's so advanced.
It's so advanced. We live in a toilet. We do. We really do. Like our airports are a joke compared to.
I have that whole thing in my act about technology. It's like we still have guys. Our bathrooms are terrible.
Yeah.
People still use their hands for wheelchairs, and there's a fat tourist going by on a Segway.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's true. It's crazy.
It's so they do a great job of, like, I read today we were supposed to have this, we won't fund it, but there's supposed to be some new New York, New Jersey rail system happening.
Yeah. They want
today
to,
they
want
dropped
to
the funding.
Extend, what, the 7 from the West Side Rail
Yard? Really? Straight across.
Jersey, yeah.
Now, how do but we not do this in 4 seconds, right?
Yeah, because it costs
we need
like
it bad.
$8 trillion
whatever,
to build the 7, like, you know, 4 more blocks.
But they would do that in South Korea. That's happening right now in a heartbeat.
In a
heartbeat. It's done in a year.
Asians
it's going to take us 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We stink.
We do stink. Technology-wise, they've really doled it out very slow.
Yeah, well, we just need to commit to it, like infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
But think about toilets, though. I mean, they have toilets over there that tell you if you know, not to eat the cupcake, fatso. Your diabetes is kicking in. I have to look at my piss, and if it smells sweet, I'm like, oh, I better stop. You know?
But they also say that America uses 5 times. If the world used what America used in 5 years, we'd all be resourceless.
Yeah.
So we use the most, and we still suck.
Yeah.
So we're just like a fat pig sucking up all this shit.
It just shows. Here we built the Second Avenue subway, right? It's amazing.
How long did that take?
But
It's
3 stops. But it's amazing. Like, imagine what we could do if we actually built a rail system from a better rail system.
How about,
or redid the rail
if we
system.
We had like infrastructure. What
does the Second Ave subway go? Where does that go?
It
goes
96th.
Yeah,
right?
It goes from like 96th and 2nd. All the way down to like it attaches to like 34th Street.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's spanking new.
We should all go take a ride on it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You can get from here. You can get from here to the strip.
Second Avenue.
Got to take the
I'll
Q.
I'll fucking murder you.
No, sorry.
25 minutes. Which?
I'm sorry.
Where on Second Avenue? Where do you get
Second
it?
Second Avenue, you can get it on 96th, 86th.
No, down here you.
It's a Q.
What?
You get on the Q. And go
Q train. Q train.
Because it
yellow.
Turns, you know?
You got to see a map. It's a whole thing.
Pull the map up, Mush.
The point was technology. Mushy. We need more of it. We need more of it.
Let me tell you something. I got to say this about Voss. Me and Voss filled in for Soda on the bonfire the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do fucking radio with Rich Voss.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you how fucking great he is. Me and him together.
I thought you were doing a show with them. Him and Keith. Weren't you doing a show?
Settle down.
All right, easy.
Fuck me. You never heard of a tease?
Oh, sorry.
Wow, you fucking... You know,
this was the tease?
Well, it was going to be a tease. You fucking hit it over the head with a hammer, you fucking wide-hip fucking asshole.
No, go back to the cue.
Let me see. No, play this real quick. What do you got up?
I want to just see this for a
second. Who do you think you listen to? Who do you think you listen to?
Me.
Let me fucking tell you.
She gave me the nickname, I don't want a worse one.
Let me tell you something. You listen to Liz when she tells you something. You understand me?
Well, you have to listen to Liz, too.
Shut up. Just listen to Liz. Bring up the cue, you fucking
there it
clear.
Is.
Look at that. There you go.
See what, Juts East?
We could take it from...
Where is it?
The yellow.
Oh, the yellow. Oh, yeah.
And it goes through the park. Oh, Hunt. Oh, look at that.
It goes in
the...
You can get off in the park.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
It goes through
right
the park.
The start of it.
You don't have to say no that way, everybody.
I don't think there are any subway stops in the park, right? On the park.
That would defeat the park.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Go scroll down. Is that all you got?
Yeah, I mean, that's
it
know,
ends
the
at
crux
49th
of it.
Street?
This is a great pod, the guy in Minneapolis.
Yeah, all right, come on.
All right, sorry. I'm over it. Bonfire. Bonfire. Go.
You play this a little bit.
Put it behind the shaft. Right on the helmet. Right where the helmet met the shaft.
That's right there. That's the best place to hold something.
It is, because that's where the skin is a little mushy and pliable.
It's rigid, and it almost has like a sort of a grip to it.
It's got a little wall, like a racquetball, like handball.
Yeah.
Right on that helmet ridge.
Why don't we make some sort of a grip that has that texture to it and take that shit to Shark Tank?
They use the same sound guy as you.
Dick grip. Dude, check this out. Just whap a phone on the wall. Dick grip.
Cut
it off. Jay, too. I got to give Jay credit.
He's so
funny. Jay, Big Jay on fucking radio.
He's tremendous.
It's almost like sitting in a fucking nice, warm, I'm going to use food again, chicken pot pie.
Yes.
Just
that's
nice.
A compliment.
A big
that is nice. Yeah.
Really, you
just
sit in
comfort.
There.
Comfort.
The lights are dim.
What was the cake one again?
Unbake the cake.
You can't unbake me. My cake is already baked.
Oh,
that was it.
Oh, yeah.
But you, the little kid, you can bake cake.
Got
you can,
it.
You can cook them.
He's still
adding. You can add
he's
ingredients.
Still cooking.
Children are like little cakes.
Yes.
Don't say that.
Cupcakes.
So yeah, Voss. We do have a show.
Big Jay's a chicken pot pie.
Me, Jay. Not Jay. Me, Rich Voss. and Keith Robinson filmed a pilot episode of
what?
Of what?
Oh, this is gonna be great. What? When's that coming out?
Me, Voss, and Keith Robinson filmed the pilot episode, a podcast.
Uh-huh. What's it called? Fatty, Spitty,
old
and the Gimp.
Guys.
Oh, jeez.
It's Fatty, Spitty, and the Gimp. Say hey.
No, it's Fatty, Spitty, and the Gimp. I can't say sevens. I'm hungry.
Well, stupid, give me my cane.
What kind of
candy cane?
We called it The Ugly Truth. Where we talk about pop culture, news, and anything entertaining. We actually did it, and it was very funny. Rich Voss is fucking hilarious, because we were just smashing Voss about something. He said something. We were talking about gun control at the time. That was a Las Vegas shooting, and he's like, we were like, what can you do? And he's like, get rid of bullets.
Oh my god. Sincerely. Oh, Voss.
Listen to me. He's like, no, you fucking idiot. You gotta get rid of bullets.
Good idea.
Now. So, and we're like, you're a moron. Just, you stink. And then we looked it up, and sure enough,
trying to get rid of bullets.
The number one, the best way to have gun control to eliminate bullets. Because you can buy bullets. There's no law on bullets.
Right. Well, didn't they just pass the law about the high, the magazines and like the high? Yeah.
Well, but right now there's no law on bullets. I mean, people don't care about bullets. So to get around the Second Amendment if they wanted to, there's nothing on bullets. It's on guns, not bullets. So you could actually take away the ammunition of all these gun motherfuckers, and you'd have them right in the colonies.
But did he think of that, or did he read that?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter.
It's either way, knowing that he came up with that. But it's all horrible.
Listen
truth.
To me. If Lenny said it, I'd believe it.
Right.
If
heard that.
He says it, I just don't believe it. Because if Voss said, dude, the sun comes up in the morning and goes down in the afternoon, I'd be like, you're lying, fucking idiot. I know it's true. But
he will surprise you.
He was right on the money. So that we're going to actually release that soon. I would love to do radio with those two assholes. But, you know, one of them be late and the other one would fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Sabotage it. Why are you getting more money than me? I'm not. We're getting paid the same. Yeah, but they bring you cokes. Yep. Anyways.
Now, is that Riotcast? Is that...
I'm gonna give it to Gas Digital. I'm just gonna throw them a bone.
Stand Up New York Labs.
Yes, Stand Up New York Gas Digital Labs.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
/ Kumia. Kumia.
How about the Kevin Brennan debacle?
Oh, what's that?
I was there.
Wait, which
I'm
one?
I'm so glad we're talking. Do we do the other read yet? Do we have another read?
We have one more.
Let me do this read before we get into this.
At Jim and Sam? We gotta talk about that.
Let me do this. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. And there's another one, too.
Oh, man.
Another
He's
one?
A mess.
Really quick, everybody. I love these guys. Oh, my God. These guys, brooklinen.com. I'm going to get you sheets.
Will you please?
What size bed do you have?
Queen.
What are you, an idiot?
Man,
I live in a small New York City apartment.
Yeah, but you have a big fucking husband.
I know. I literally sleep on a tiny little corner of my bed. It's fucking sad.
And you have a dog.
Yeah.
Where's the dog sleep?
He has more of the bed than I do. But
are you afraid someone's going to murder that dog?
No one's going to murder my dog.
What if he rolls over on
him? No. The dog sleeps on the other side of me, so he's safe. If anyone's going to die, it's going to be me.
So you're like a wall, dog wall.
You're a dog wall.
You're a protector.
In the line of fire.
Right, okay. Well, brooklinen.com, I have them. They're unbelievable. A great gift, someone's birthday, if you're an adult. You know, if you have somebody, you always, when are you going to get somebody? I don't know what to get them for Valentine's. Get them sheets.
Sheets.
They would love them. Birthday sheets. Brooklinen.com.
Especially if they're nice sheets.
Oh, you spend a third of your life in sheets. They're unbelievable. Brooklinen.com, you can get high quality sheets and bedding you deserve without the luxury retail prices and overwhelming big box store shopping experience. You don't have to deal with it. You order the sheets, they come to you, you know they're amazing. And they're cheap. Sleeping on great sheets is a great way to upgrade your nightly routine. routine, help you feel more well rested. But most of all, high quality bedding. It's marked up 300%. Did you know that? 300%.
Wow.
By the time it gets to you in the store, Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and bedding for everybody. That's the deal. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups, retail licensing fees, and manufacturing waste in order to get you high end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. I actually went to the website. They have a bunch of new stuff up there. I love these guys. They got 12,000 five-star reviews.
Oh, look at that. Extra pillowcases. That's so smart. I hate when you fucking get sheets and there's only like a pillowcase and you have more than one pillow in your bed.
They give you right now two extra pillowcases.
Huh.
I'm telling you, these sheets are amazing.
Corset, duvet cover, and two extra pillowcases. That's nothing.
The sheets were named winner of the best of online bedding category, Good Housekeeping. All season down comforter was rated number one best comforter.
$300, that's it?
Wow. Best comforter, right there. They also, by New York Times wire cutter blog, they have versatile colors, patterns, mix and match, complete your decor. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets. I'm not even kidding. I love these. I have them on my bed. I got two pair. I'm going to get you a nice pair for a nice queen size.
Get Kumia some sheets.
Don't, please.
All right.
I love these sheets. Try these sheets. I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping right now. That's $20 off and free shipping to my listeners right now. Use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. In fact, they're so confident that you'll love these sheets, they offer 60-night free, risk-free guarantee. Mm. Okay, you don't like them, send them back. They have a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and that's comforters, nice. Too. Lifetime warranty. There's no reason not to give these sheets. Just call them. Just try it. 60 nights free. If you don't like them, send them back. You get your money back. And it's a $20 off and free shipping. Use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Promo code WHATDUDE. I love these sheets. I don't know you pay. What color you want?
Blue.
Good call.
Got it.
or gray.
What happened on the... we're going to wrap this up, too. You got around 20 minutes before hard out for you.
Hard out.
So spit it out.
I don't want Joe List to call in again. But, yeah, so he did... He didn't get some job at the Kumia Network.
Okay,
Brennan.
Wait. He wanted... All right, this is what I know about the Kumia Network shit, is that he wanted more than one day a week.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you can't have more than one day a week. And he's like, I'm out.
Right.
Because he's a self-sabotaging moron.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they're bringing this other guy in.
He also wanted to co-host when Arnie was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Which
right.
Which is the other side of the coin was that if he couldn't get another day, he wanted to co-host if Arnie was gone. And it was all about wanting more money.
But they could pay the co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what it is, it's like, okay, I would like to have that spot. And they should, I mean, look, they want to have people on who the fans like, mm-hmm. which I get, but you should keep it in-house too.
Yeah.
You should give the people around you an opportunity
to
make money. So he does have a point.
I just don't know if, you know, it's his kind of right. If it's his right to on air be like, either you give me this or I'm out, that's a conversation for something off
camera. Yeah, but if you don't, but here's the thing: if you don't do it on air, how are you going to stir the pot? How are you going to get?
Well, that's what he does.
But that's exactly. You do it off air, they just say no, and then you got to eat your shit and bitch to your wife, or do you bitch on air to your fans and their fans and have people hate you
and then
love
they say
you?
No, and then he's like, I quit and walks out.
But they brought him back, right? Isn't he back? Or is
he
done?
He still has his one show.
He has the one. But he has still one day.
Burning bridges.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's still on.
Yeah.
But he didn't get what he wanted.
Yeah.
But he's broke. He's a father.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I understand is he's always hurting for money,
mm-hmm.
and he wants money,
mm-hmm.
and he's asking for a job.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ability to give him money, but they do hire other people for other shows. And he kind of went after Bill Schultz, who I like Bill Schultz a lot. And he's the morning show.
So you heard it.
And he hired a new girl, right? They hired a girl.
Like a hot lady.
And that's why he's pissed.
Yeah.
But then they brought that other guy in from Detroit.
Dave Landau, who's a sweet guy.
I don't know him.
He's a good guy. I know, Dave. He's a really good guy. But he didn't take his shit.
Yeah. Well, they almost got.
So what happened? Hey, what happened?
It's like anything else in this business. I'm saying, at some point, people want to work with you.
Yeah. I told a comic that this week. I told Mike Feeney this weekend. You want the best advice? Be nice and be funny. That's all be you need
easy
to do.
Yeah, be easy to work with. And
be nice. Yeah, be nice. Because people are going to go, hey, what about that guy? And like, he's kind of a dick.
100%.
And you're done when the opportunity doesn't, unless you're fucking, oh my God, funny.
Right.
Which I don't know who is. I mean, we're all funny, but not oh my God
you
funny.
Are.
I am fucking mega funny.
You are.
I mean, just.
You are, but you can deal with you. I mean, there's.
What the fuck did you say it like that for?
I'm saying that we know other people.
Yeah, that you know.
That you just cannot deal with no matter how funny they are.
And that's a key and thing in this business.
And you're done. Yeah.
And you were, you know, firsthand with the
I do
KP.
Know firsthand, and I told him a million times, and you know exactly why he hasn't gotten, there's nobody, Kevin Brennan is very, very funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Dealing with Kevin is a zero, and it's impossible, and Liz and 100%. I tried to, it's impossible, and people, you know, you could, there's nobody funnier than that guy, but it off, he's a zero to deal with, so it,
does he
people
kind of
don't
want
to deal with
it. Does he like it a little bit? Is it a twisted mental thing?
He's got all kinds of mental things.
Yeah. But he is,
shows,
he
got beat up almost, you left.
Sabotaging.
Yeah.
Everything
he
does.
Did it to himself.
That's
I didn't,
what I'm saying.
You know,
Dave Landau and him almost fought.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
They were on air, and he just...
He's provoking them, you know, that's what he does.
But he's provoking, he's triggering people on air. He's not triggering you in the hallway at the cellar. He's not triggering you when you see him walk down the street.
Do you know we got a death threat on Twitter? A legitimate death threat from some other comedian?
No.
Like,
Lenny
no,
M?
Literally, like, I don't know who the fuck it was. It was some other comedian, but it was so pointed. There were two, so pointed, and so I was like, holy
what
shit.
Comedian? What comedian?
I can't fucking remember. You got to ask him.
I'm
it's like comedian.
That out,
blah,
what I'm
blah,
doing,
blah.
When I do that, I'm saying it out loud for Mike to go, oh, Bobby wants to know what comedian gave him, and he'd Google it and find it, and then we'd have it.
Sorry,
that's why when I say that, I say that out loud, it's a question for Mike to hear. I go,
man,
who wrote that? I should go at the end of it, Mike. How about this?
I was looking at the other thing.
Shut up and just get the fucking thing. Don't worry about what you want. Worry about what I want. Get what I want.
I need to hear what it was because I was looking at that.
Well, listen
to
me.
Oh, my God. Some comedian.
Thank you,
and
Liz.
The Twitter handle was like comedian blah, 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 blah.
Liz, will you just be on the show every week, please?
Mike, it's like a roast beef sandwich, Mike.
Threatened Kevin Brennan's life. And it was really, yeah. And then, I mean, he's blocked from on now.
Kevin Brennan's obituary. Read that. Please read that. Please read that.
Kevin Brennan's Wikipedia page, which starts with Kevin Brennan is a douche. Swear to God. Swear to God.
Kevin Brennan, 58,
oh, wow.
The same
almost,
age,
yeah.
Died
oh
peacefully Thursday at home, surrounded by his loving family.
Oh, wrong
we
guy.
We know that last part is not true.
Wrong guy.
It was 19. He graduated.
I met his kids.
His kids like?
Are fucking lovely. They're lovely, well-behaved, so nice, sweet. Yeah. Yeah. And I said it almost makes him human.
Well,
almost.
That, wow. Well, that's what made Kevin go after this guy physically, Dave Landau.
Yes.
Well, I love Dave. Kevin called his wife fat, okay, which you don't do.
No,
you,
it's
you
rude.
Know, listen, it's... you can say shit about Dave. You can say anything you want about anybody in that room. You start attacking defensive people who aren't in the business,
yeah.
Who can't defend themselves. Now I'm going to have to fucking grab your trachea and drag you down the street by the side of your face. Okay? He said something, fat wife, and then he said something about his daughter, and that, and somehow there's the line. The line
right,
is
right.
Family.
Yeah.
The line's
100%.
Family. So fuck you. You can't fucking make your own lines.
And your kid? Forget it.
So it's like, I understand the fight. I understand Kevin getting mad. I wouldn't say anything about somebody's daughter.
Yeah, but the line was, when your daughter turns 18, I'm going to fuck her, which is really...
Yeah, because that's like a month from now.
That's legal.
Did he hit him? Did
no, I mean,
Cabron get up and
he got
out
to bring it up? But do you want to watch it?
They cut out.
Yeah,
this
did
part
you find the other thing?
Well,
did you find the other thing?
But you were
up
there
for that.
Yeah, there was.
Don't get mad at me. I'm asking a question. Just answer the fucking question.
Norton went nuts.
Did anything come up?
No, nothing came up.
Thank you.
Like
fuck.
Jumped in between nuts, or
I'm
like,
gonna fucking
like,
fight you.
Okay.
It's a good Norton.
Fucking Liz. Will
sorry.
You fucking handle him?
Mush.
Mushy.
Okay, push the button.
Kill school shooter kids.
What?
And I'll wait till your daughter's fucking 18, and then I'll fuck her. And then when you see me,
look at
you,
his face. Wait, stop. Oh! Stop. Go back. Go back. Go back.
Go back. I want to see. You got to see.
You see him turn.
Listen, here's where he went. And then when he went daughter,
you'll see
right there.
Deuce, go to prison.
You can't be violent. Kevin, no, you can't be violent.
They went. What a pussy went off camera.
There's a cut here.
No.
Oh, Sam's gonna fucking stop everything.
Yeah, right.
Look at his red elbows. From never working out ever, the blood doesn't get.
No, Kevin, you can't do that.
Get out of here.
No touching.
Don't
touch
your tongue.
It's usually the other guy who snaps on Kevin.
Yep.
Family, you started it. Your family's off limits. Fuck you. You've never even seen my wife. She's hot as fuck.
I know she's fat
because
you're fat.
Oh, is that why?
You're fat. She's going to be
you're
fat.
You're fat, you fucking douchebag. You worthless, gross pig.
Kevin is not in shape. He's a little chubby.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah, you switch with Sam.
Yay. Here you go. You're good.
I'm going to fuck you up after the show, dude.
I would leave right then. Stop. I would leave the show right there. I'd be like, I'll be outside.
Yeah, wait outside.
I would just walk outside. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, let's just end it. You're going to fuck me up. Let's just go downstairs. No more words. Let's not talk. Let's just go outside.
That's also very... Yeah. That's
why
really
am I getting mad? I'm not even in it. He's not even part of my life. I sold the show away.
Damn it.
This is why, but yeah, this is why people love Kevin and hate him.
Yeah.
Because of this. And if you don't think Kevin knows this,
of course he
if
does.
If you don't think the people that live in controversy, the people that are always in a fucking fight or arguing or fucking pissing with somebody, if you don't think they know it and they're doing it to get this,
that's what I'm saying.
When was the last time fucking Kevin was on Sam and Jim? I don't remember. I think it was when Opie was there. But now he's on. And he's on again. He's been on a bunch, right?
Yeah, he's been on twice. And he brought it up on the show. It's like, I'm only here because I'm creating controversy.
Yes.
He knows.
Yeah, and he said to Dave outside, let's talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, I don't want to do this in real life.
He knows.
I don't want to fight you outside. I don't want to. Let's go on the radio. And he said, you're here because of me, Dave. Because I fucking said you're a piece of shit. Now you're on the Jim and Sam show. Thank you. You're welcome. And I like Dave a lot. I think Dave's a great guy. Sober, got his shit together, was a piece of shit. First time I met him, he had to fucking blow his car to start it.
Oh, wow.
Most uncomfortable. Hey, let me give you a ride to lunch. Oh, great. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes he had to blow into his car, the car shuts down, and then the cops show up.
Damn.
Now he's sober, got a family, he's doing great, and he fucking fell victim to this
to
shit.
K-Bren.
Yeah.
Welcome to New York.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
there you go.
I mean, you know what? So, I mean, how far do you go? How far do you have to keep doing this?
Exactly.
Yeah, where does it, what's the end game? What is the end game?
Someone's going to actually.
Yeah.
What if Dave was a fighter? What if Dave was.
And just popped
UFC'd
him.
UFC'd his ass.
What if Dave was a fucking psychopath? What if Dave was that guy that threatened his life on Twitter?
It's going to happen. It happened with Jimmy Martinez. Kevin was very close to getting
that was
really
one of
hurt.
The funniest.
That
could
was
you
great.
Have that video?
See, look at all the plugs he's getting. He's getting great press right now.
He is. I mean, is he a genius or is he?
No.
I mean,
no he's
but,
just.
But think about it.
There's a ceiling on it. That's all. I was telling Liz this. We talked about this.
Yeah.
There's a ceiling on this. You can only go so far, you know, and then you can't get, if you continue to do this, you can't get advertisers and you can't rake meal money and you can't, you know, there's a lot of.
Hang on, did you say Neil money?
That too.
You can't get real money. Yeah.
That's his brother.
And then who's going to work with you? Because
exactly.
You know, this
Nobody
is who you are. You're going to be the guy that's maybe on a radio show every once in a while.
Yeah, but then he went to Bill Schultz and he saw Bill Schultz at a bar and he confronted him.
Well,
and the guy, his friend Chad, who's a comedian, who I met, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
But he actually started filming it. Now poor Bill's drunk at a bar trying to just do his
that's
thing.
That's not good. That's not cool.
All right, look at this. This is my favorite.
Okay, you don't have a gig.
Hey, yo, man. Listen,
this
bro.
This is great.
Here we go.
I'm done with this.
Okay, good.
Oh, this is great. Gets
good.
Better.
Watch this. Is the best.
Right,
Jimmy's cock almost
comes out. You said call
out.
Him to see if you got a gig.
Oh!
He threw something at Kevin.
Oh, what's this?
All right. I'll whoop your fucking ass, nigga. You think I'm playing with you, dog?
Oh.
Yo, move.
Oh.
Stop!
Jimmy,
push
the lady out of the
stop.
Way.
Pushes Kerry Caravas right out
he
of
goes,
the way.
Yo, move. Grabs her and rolls.
And moves her.
Kerry, who's a tough bro.
Yeah.
Caravas, who's a tough bro. She was like, she tapped out, too. Go ahead.
Mm. Jimmy. I'll whoop your fucking ass, Kerry.
Oh. Look, hang on. He learned that self-defense. That's a woman's self-defense course. He took it at a mall.
He took it to mall in 1998 with his wife.
Oh my God. God!
Look at that.
Hold the arms.
Hold the arms down.
What
no,
you
please.
Now, ladies? What you want to do when a assailant comes at you? Grab his wrists.
Yeah.
Firmly hold on to his his wrists or jacket. Go ahead.
You told me to call. Fuck off of me. You told me to call him.
Oh.
Fuck off of me, man. You told me to
call
him.
Call who? What's he talking about?
You told me to call him, right?
He's just fucking around.
Yo,
with
shut the
lady.
Fuck up, bitch.
Oh. Look, man. That hashtag.
Yep.
What?
That was
get thrown out of the Oscars.
He ain't getting thrown out of shit.
Yeah.
Wow. You ain't getting thrown out of shit. She was like, blah, blah, shut the fuck up, bitch.
That was,
God.
I'm fucking with the wrong guy. Jimmy is no joke.
Yep.
I say that to my wife.
Yeah. Good luck on that.
Shut up, bitch. Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Jimmy's a mother. He don't fuck up.
I thought he held back.
Wait.
Jimmy?
This is my favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
This is my favorite part right here. He goes, wait for me outside. Wrong choice of words. Go.
What? Wait for you outside.
Yo,
what?
Talk
nigga?
Outside,
don't
man.
Play with me, dog.
He meant
what
talk.
Fucking ass.
Look at how happy he is.
I know. You could see the fucking little joy right in his face. Like, I won.
Stop. Yeah. He fucking is excited.
Yep. There's a little glimmer in his eye.
But is he so
sociopath?
Here's the deal. He could have took a nice cracking. He could have Okay, but is he a mad genius?
If you don't get punched in the face.
Well, Gabby, what do you think? Or are you pursing your lips?
I don't know.
Like, you just hear your lips come undone.
Do you think Neil watches this shit and just goes, God damn.
No. Neil doesn't fucking listen
not
to this.
At all.
You don't think? I mean, it's your brother. I'd be curious.
So. Neil's too busy writing fucking shit and directing and making money.
Well, imagine growing up with this guy. I mean, that's insanity.
Has he always been like this?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's gotten worse as, you know, as... He's gotten older.
Yeah.
Not this. I think right now
he hit a wall. I think like his writing sort of stopped and those jobs stopped and he got to a point where he's like, all right, I'm back. I'm in New York City. I need to. What do I do? How do I? He wasn't on the road. He was really
he's
just writing.
Listen, man. I have to say one thing.
He'll hear this.
I'm not taking.
Of course,
I'm
he
not
will.
Taking his side on it. I'm just saying that having kids and a wife and a mortgage and all the shit that he has. Is a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress in this business. And, you know, you see all these people coming up making money. You see all these other motherfuckers making money. And you're like, you're in your heart, you're like, I should be making money too. And you get these opportunities and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's why over here, he's like, I want money, money. I was trying to make him money. It just happens. It takes a long time. It takes more time than he needed or maybe could afford. With his bills. And
he has more responsibility than a lot of other, you know, and everyone has responsibility, but he has a wife and two children.
And he went over to, at least I'm getting some, okay, great, and thought there was more opportunity. And then found out that there, you know, there isn't. It's hard to make money over there. Hey, if you bring 20,000 listeners with you, you'll make money.
Right.
But if you don't, so he's trying to find a way to make money. And the way you make money and the way you get people to listen and like we were talking about it again, we're showing this for the second time on my fucking podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
Fucking Kevin Brennan was a fucking highlight and it's been 2 weeks he's been in the news.
Yeah.
So he's the Kardashian.
Yeah.
He's the fucking
But you know what? He's not like sucking a dick and you can get past that. He's being a dick and there's only so far that's going to take you.
So he should what he should do is blow
dick.
Somebody.
Yeah, I mean if he made someone happy, you know, it wouldn't be as bad.
I think he should suck Lenny's cock.
All
that'd
right.
be a nice
you deserve
and then,
it.
And then we get Misery Loves Company back.
Yeah, or just, you know, company.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this up.
Nice job, Kevin.
There he is, Lenny Marcus from the Olympics. What was the best thing you saw in the Olympics?
The best thing I saw in the Olympics was one moment of celebrity that I thought was unbelievable.
Clint Eastwood.
No. The Shibatanis. Do you know who that is?
Oh, God.
They're ice dancing team. They're America's ice dancing
brother,
team.
Brother, sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
The brother and sister. They're going for the gold medal.
Okay.
They're skating
so they're
around.
Not the celebrities. Okay.
They're skating around going for the. And Leslie Jones yells out from row 10 of this ice arena with, like, I don't know, 30,000 people. Shibatanis! Go, Shibatanis! Like that. And they stop skating. The two people going for a gold medal, wait, doing this their whole lives, stop, look up at her and go, they point at Leslie,
Jesus
we love
Christ.
You.
Whoa.
They give her the we love you. And I thought that was the that was like incredibly. We were all like, "What's happening?"
That's the Korean symbol for the N-word.
Jesus Christ!
That was
joking.
Really?
I'm a comedian.
That was celebrity in a nutshell.
God,
Jesus!
Oh, Mark,
you guys have all gone soft. Get Kevin Brennan on the phone.
That's right. Get him on the phone.
I am fucking bent over right now. Oh, how are you talking about? Oh my God!
Wow.
That was amazing to you.
That was amazing to me how in that one moment.
Did you get me any swag?
Sure, what do you want? You want a pin?
I want a jacket.
Oh, I kind of think I might have a jacket for you.
Really?
We'll see, yeah.
Oh, yeah, will it fit me?
That's a tricky part. It may at some point. Are you on your regimen now?
Working out.
At some point.
At some point, you're working out.
Yes, I am.
I think it's a goal. I have a gold jacket for you.
Okay. Awesome, a gold jacket. Oh, I can wear that. Good.
A gold jacket.
It's a gold jacket.
Gold jacket. Right. Yeah.
Well, Lenny, where are you going to be, buddy?
I'll be here for a while.
He's been out of town. Forever.
I've been away for a month, so yeah, I'll be at the cellar until the baby's born, probably.
Congratulations! I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting.
Were you friends with Gabby longer than me?
Yes. I brought Gabby to you.
But no, longer
were you
than...
friends with... Were you... me and you friends more than you and Gabby are friends, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me and you are friends.
I know you 20 years. I know Gabby...
Yeah, don't forget.
Two. Okay. Right. She's not getting a gold jacket.
All right, cool.
I want a gold jacket.
You ain't getting shit.
I'll give you some, Gabby. Yes.
Gabby, are you the shit? Because I don't know if I want the gold jacket yet.
All right. You'll want this
jacket.
Yeah,
you want it.
All right, I'll take
it. And the Four Corners Podcast...
Four Corners Podcast, please. Yeah. On the Riotcast Network.
It is a great podcast. Neil Potter and you do Four Corners. I love the show. I've done the show. Have you done it?
I've never heard of it.
Come do our show.
I would
you
got
to go
to
do the show.
Next time you're up in Upper West, let me know.
All right. I'll just book them now.
I will. I'm going to book them right after.
Book them after the show. It's a great show. You do four topics. One of them's you. The rest you go through. 50 minutes of pop. You're done in an hour. It flies by.
I love it.
Very fun. Very interesting. Great time. Great podcast. Easy listen and funny. And they have great guests on it. So make sure you check it out. It's one of my favorite podcasts on our network. Four Corners with Lenny Marcus and Neil Potter.
Light Fair.
And all right. And you got dates, too. You're going to be in New York. So just go to LennyMarcus.com for tickets. All right. And what do you got, Liz? We got Vegas.
Vegas. Tickets are on sale right now.
Yeah. What's the grand opening?
Where do you go?
April 5th. You can go to ComedyCellar.com, and the lineups are there, and you can get tickets there. Mike, hurry the fuck up. Let's go. See that? What? April 5th. Brunch. You quit. Look at that. Line up.
Wow.
Man. You guys must
print
money.
Biggest lineup.
There
and
we
you
go.
Can get tickets to Ticketmaster.
Jessica Kirsten, killer. Kyle Dunnigan, killer.
I mean, that.
Mo, killer.
Right? That weekend
Nathan
is ridiculous.
Nathan McIntosh, killer. That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
That's a good line.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Wow, it's going to be a great club, brand new, from scratch.
It's beautiful. I was there last week. It's like you walk in, it's fucking breathtaking.
And the Rio. And you're not right. Listen, here's the deal, too. You're not right on the strip, but you're right there. Because as a comic, you're right. It just gets overwhelming. You can chill, relax. It's going to be great.
It's a little laid back. It's a good time.
The shows are fucking great. The room's great. The casino's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Las Vegas.
Get tickets. Tell all your friends.
Comedy Cellar, please.
Tell the world.
Tell the world. Everybody listens to this podcast. I want you to retweet this. Tell everybody. Put it on your Facebook. Take
the
ad.
Comedy Cellar,
you see
Vegas.
My ad. You see Comedy Cellar's ad. You put it out there. Retweet it. Spread the word. We need all the support we can get for Comedy Cellar Las Vegas. Retweet, share, like, hit it all.
I'll do whatever you want.
No, you don't say that. Yes. Wait till fucking week 10.
I might. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to get.
I'm going to start sucking.
Deep discount. Do they have knee pads on there? Whatever.
Snotting on them. All right, what do we got? Mark Norman, what do you got?
Hey, I
Jesus,
started
look at you. Mike,
a lot
you
of dates.
Jesus.
Can
we just say you have a tour?
No.
We can't go through all
I'm just trying. I got a big nut I got to make every week.
Yeah, you do.
What are you doing?
I own an apartment. I'm gay. I got all kinds of stuff going on. So help me out. I just started a new podcast with Kevin Brennan.
Got to pay for the insurance on that. Yeah.
No, yeah, a lot of dates. MarkNormanComedy.com. Check out my pod, Tuesdays with Stories with
Joe. You got a live show, asshole.
Oh, we got a live show on May 5th. Yes, at the Village Underground.
Yeah.
God love you. Please come out. I don't know if we can sell it out. So please, help out. New York City.
You'll sell it. And if they don't, they have curtains.
Yep.
You ever go down there and there's a
cut
nice
that
hot
room
curtain.
Right in half.
Cut it, you can cut it in fucking half quarters.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, so make sure you check him out. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Fun
both
pod.
Both of you guys are two of my favorite people, one more than the other, but I love both of yous.
Thank
I
you.
All right, so what do I got, Mike?
I gotta run.
You. All right, I'll see you later, buddy.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Let's take a photo real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to take a photo of your face. Stand up. We're gonna plug you in. Stand
hey, up. I got these guys right here.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. Your hair looks great.
I just
great.
Called Keith by accident. Stand there. Take the thing off the back. Make it black. The back behind him. Thanks. Right there. Smile. I'll put him in. Okay, check it out, guys. I'm going to be all over the place. First of all, what did I have to plug? What was that thing I had to plug?
Laughable.
Laughable. Please, if you love podcasts, yeah. Make sure you go to laughable.com, download the app.
Yes.
It is the best app out there for, and make sure you search us. If you have Laughable, listen to us on Laughable. Make sure you check us out. Download the app. It's free. It's for podcasting. You will find so many more amazing podcasts from Laughable. The Laughable app. You'll be so surprised how much stuff you'll get to enjoy with just one little free app. Laughable.com, right? And the Laughable app. Make sure you check them out. And what else do we have?
Well, you got your dates.
Oh, yeah, dates. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to be at Carly at the Carlson this weekend, the Rochester, New York. You got the Fat Black next week. Comedy on State in Madison, an awesome club. Going to be there the 15th through 17th. Back at the Fat Black for more dates. Shakespeare's in Kalamazoo on April 5th, April 6th. The Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I'm doing a mini tour in Michigan, Indiana, and back to Michigan. Shakespeare's Kalamazoo, the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then Planet Ant Theater in Hamtramck, Michigan.
You go to San Francisco. I love San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Cobbs.
I'm doing so many great rooms. And then I'm actually headlining. I'm not headlining. I'm hosting Just for Laughs.
Dirty this, Show.
The Nasty Show. Nasty not show, the sorry. Dirty Show. It's.
I might have to go.
Oh, you got to go. We got to have a good time. Come on.
I know.
Son.
I might have to go.
Yeah. This. I love Montreal. It's so fun.
It's so much fun.
Just for Laughs. Get your tickets. Go to justforlaughs.com. Get your passes. You get there's so many great shows up there already. Make sure you check it out. RobertKellyLive.com. I have so many dates. I just signed on for the Mike Calter cruise. I'm doing that. I think Bert Kreischer might go. And then I go right to Side Splitters in Tampa. I mean, I got a ton of shit. Go.
I'm never
going to
see
dates.
You.
No, you're never going to see me. I'll make money. And listen, here's the deal. Go to my show. You see my ads. Retweet them. Spread the word. Let everybody know that I'm coming to your town. Support my comedy. Live comedy. You guys who show up from my podcast, you hear this weekend. Every weekend, you live motherfucking YKW dudes show up. I love you so much. Bring your friends. You're awesome. Make sure you come up to me after the show. Every show I'm out there. You want to say hi, get a photo, whatever you want. I'm always there to greet you motherfuckers at the end of the show. I love you so much. And also, excuse me.
Yeah. And when you take that picture, tag him on Robert Curley Live Instagram or YKW Dude Podcast on Instagram.
Yes. And if you have a Jack Lore bushcraft knife, please sell it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what that means, it's not you I'm talking to.
I thought you had one.
I didn't get one.
Oh.
But I am having a custom knife made by my other knife guy.
Oh.
Wait till you see
you show me
knife.
That picture, right?
No, new knife. Wait till you see my new knife.
Who are you stabbing?
Why not? Exactly.
I'm going hunting. I'm going camping. I'm bushcrafting. Back off.
I'm just wondering if you're going to stab me.
What is bushcrafting? Because I tried to look it up last week and you got mad.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
I got hit in the bush. I got bushcrafted.
Bushcraft is in crafting with trees and being in the woods.
Cool.
You're bushcrafting.
If anybody has a blowgun.
Well, I mean, look, what? You don't like bushcrafting?
I don't know.
Want to come camping with me for a night?
No. I want to come.
No.
Lenny is no
shot.
Way.
Can't
no. Why? No.
Camping.
No, absolutely not.
I don't camp.
100% no.
I'll take you and Mushy Mike. You both want to go camping?
Sure.
Yes.
What if we go camping and do a live podcast camping?
Amazing.
Have fun.
Sure. You want to do that?
I am not camping.
Lenny, you come.
No.
No, take Zach.
Lenny, come.
Wait. Nope. Did you get Zach new glasses?
Oh!
I can't deal with Zach's fucking duct tape
tell
glasses.
Tell the people. Tell them.
Zach,
the camera.
Zach is where. Zach, show the world.
This camera.
Show the world. Right, those shitty.
Listen.
Oh my God. He won't drop.
I'm trying to get him.
Everybody just donates $1.
Listen, here's the deal. Not donate $1. I have a PayPal on riotcast.com. It says PayPal. Click on it. All the money that gets donated for the next month to the PayPal account.
Most people don't use it right now. But if you use a PayPal account, all the money will go to Zach's glasses.
Please.
We're going to get Zach new glasses.
Now, I'm embarrassed for him.
Could I buy Zach new glasses?
Get him laser surgery at this point.
Right? It's like,
it was his birthday,
Jesus
too.
Jesus Christ. Well, if we raise, it gets worse. Every day it's worse.
If we raise more money, then we will get him LASIK surgery.
Could we do that live? Could you live broadcast LASIK?
Yes.
I would.
Oh, where's the PayPal support?
Camping, but hit I would support. Totally go see that.
Hit support. If you hit support, it brings you to my PayPal account, okay? And you can donate whatever you want.
Please.
Zach's glasses the next month.
Or laser eye surgery.
Or if we raise enough money, we get laser eye surgery and we
That's
film it.
That's what's up. Or even discount laser eye surgery.
Throwing out a pair of glasses.
Discount
anything.
Laser eye surgery.
And we get to fucking smash his shitty new glasses.
Jesus Christ, you're glasses. A mess. First the fucking finger falls off and now these glasses.
Oh, God.
Oh, the finger.
He lives in a tiny house in Queens, too. Did you know that?
You live where?
I'm kidding. Listen. Yeah, what else do we have?
We have our Twitter. Right now we have a Twitter poll about if you want to see Bobby and Voss have a radio show.
I think, you know what? A lot of people after, this is the thing,
That'd
the bonfire,
fun.
We did the bonfire together. We've done a bunch of things together. But me and Voss, a lot of people are like, dude, you guys should do a radio show.
That'd be
you
fun.
And Voss should do a radio show. You guys should be on Sirius. I would love to do it. What do we got?
Ooh.
80% say, well, there you go, people.
That's good.
There you go. There's 815 votes. How about that Sirius satellite? Take that into account. That's 800 people that'd be listening.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's an overnight hour that they could use to fill.
I hope all women, men.
Well, that's been in like 3 hours, so I mean. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I would
well,
love
we'll
I think it's true. I mean, him on radio, I there's just something
Perfect.
About it. Anyways. I hope all women, men, races, creeds, and colors, we all just get along.
Aww.
Can't we just all get along? Can't the Mexicans, right? You guys Mexicans. The women, the white women, the liberal little white trashy, you know.
Are you looking at Gabby as you say that?
I'm
That's
sorry.
So mean.
The white women that think they know it all, but they really haven't lived life yet and have no.
This feels personal.
I you know, I just hope, I hope that we can all get along.
Sure.
The old crudgety women.
Aww.
The old ones that, you know,
Aww.
just from like the 50s with that attitude. The little, you know, the men, the feminine men.
I'm not looking at you.
The feminine men with hips and
the wrap
shitty,
up of the show
shitty, know,
is like
go.
Longer than my
can I
podcast.
Go?
Shitty. No, you can't go.
I got work to do.
Oh, one more thing. Shitty. The shitty.
Let's go.
All right. I love you guys. You know All what, right. dude? Thanks for listening. See you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.